Jet Rasmussen signing off. I'll send it to Chase.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Outside, the weather is so frightful, but inside, it's so delightful as we welcome you to the Birdcage for the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Alliance Chadron, the Battle of Highway 385 renews tonight here at Chadron High School as we're getting you set for a girls-boys doubleheader on a snowy Friday night here in the northwest Nebraska Panhandle. If you're out driving tonight, please be safe. Talking to people from Alliance along Highway 385 going north-south from Chadron all the way about down to about Bridgeport. It is pretty icy out there, so be careful if you're out on the roads and stay safe tonight and sit back and enjoy this one. Alliance Chadron, a lot of history between these two schools. Should be a lot of fun as these two teams met up back on December the 20th in Alliance. It started off with a 20-0 Chadron run and in the first quarter. Then throughout the rest of the game, the Alliance Bulldogs outscored the Cardinals by a 36-20 margin, but it was the Chadron Cardinals who came out on top for their second win of the season by a 46-38 margin in that game. Looking at the scoreboard from that game, Reese Riddlebush had 16 points for the Chadron Cardinals. Jesse Alcorn with 14, and Callie Hendrickson in her season debut, well, in her second game of the season, had 5 points. Cardinals shot 38%, 13% from three, and 53% from the field. And on the flip side, the Alliance Bulldogs, Macy Seabaum went up for 16 points. Addison Weber with 7. Baz Cody with 6. Brooke Bailey with 4. Maya Marsteller and Shyla Salcedo each with 2. This Alliance girls team is 0-13 this season, but they don't look 0-13. This is a really talented squad that you cannot overlook if you're the Chadron Cardinals. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back with more pregame. You're tuning in to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ChadronRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Chadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Chadron, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeding the standard. Excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. These two schools, well, it just means more when these two schools meet up and you look at the series history. Shattern leads the series since 2006 by a 28-18 score. Remember that Shattern did win 46-38 earlier this season. The Lions took care of business last season against the Shattern Cardinals. But these two teams, it just means a lot more. And up here in Shattern, I know the series very well. Anything can happen. So let's take a deeper dive into Alliance and what happened last time out for the Bulldogs. Again, they've lost all 13 games under first-year head coach McKenzie Foster. And McKenzie Foster is not a stranger to this rivalry either. She's from Alliance, graduated in 2015 from Alliance, played some college basketball up here at Shattern State as well. It's just been a struggle for them. Not a deep team, but they do got some talent. Macy Seabaum is not a player that you want to let have the ball and have opportunities to go to the basket. Her dad, Chris, was a great athlete himself. She can get it done for the Bulldogs, just that they're not deep. And I was talking to Trayton Harmon from KNEB Sports, who actually called their last game out, which was a 55-30 loss with Bridgeport. Yes, the Lions hung with the Bridgeport Bulldogs girls, who have won 70 out of their last 71 regular season games. They hung right with them, and it's just that they're not deep. Trayton told me that Shattern cannot afford to overlook this Alliance team. You look at the sub-district C110 sub-district standings, now things are starting to shape up. Everything's up for grabs. Shattern sits at fifth, but it's very tight overall. Only about a point and a half separating of average, separating Bridgeport from Shattern right now. Mitchell, the low man on the totem pole, but the top five seeds right now in the sub-district standings are all up for grabs, and this is a very gettable opportunity for the Shattern Cardinals, who have come in winning their last two straight games, winning three of their last four, or you want to go even further, five out of their last seven games. We'll go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we give the Shattern Lock keys to the game. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal basketball here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. Let's get a quick look at the Shattern Lock keys of the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safes, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And for the Shattern Cardinals, continue what you've been doing. Deep rotation that's starting to really show how good they are as a roster and deeper down the roster. Continue doing what they're doing. They've won two games over teams from the Panhandle in the past week. Continue doing it tonight and get on to a six-game road trip, which begins on Tuesday night in Hermosa, South Dakota, taking on the Custer Wildcats and the Alliance Bulldogs. Well, it's Alliance Shattern. Anything can and will happen. I've seen it. A lot of people that have been involved in this rivalry have seen it. Again, they compete well and get it done tonight against Shattern Cardinals. The Alliance boys team has just walked in the gym. That'll be following us later on tonight here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. And I got some history for that game. Live that rivalry. It's why I love high school basketball so much. Alliance Bulldogs tonight wearing blue uniforms with white Alliance cross chest, white numbers as well. And Shattern, of course, will be in their home white uniforms. The teams are starting to line up for the playing of our national anthem. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back. Country Kitchen starting lineups and tip-off coming up next here on KCSR.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shattern cheers for the home team. from interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories. Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Welcome back to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. Chase Thompson here with you as we're getting you set for Alliance and Chadron coming up here on 610 AM KCSR and ChadronRadio.com. They are starting to announce the starters to the crowd here at the Birdcage. We'll go ahead and jump right into them. Starting lineups are sponsored by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. The Alliance Bulldog. Well, we'll first go into the Chadron Cardinals starting lineup. They're going to come out with number one, Gracie Calkins, followed by number two, Reese Riddlebush, number three, Sophie Watson, number 22, J.C. Terman, and number 23, Jesse Alcorn. They are coached by Kelsey Scott, assisted by Kelsey Crock and Shauna Golombisky. Chadron Cardinals tonight wear their home white uniforms. Alliance will be in their road blue uniforms. I did not see the starting lineups for Alliance as they were coming out. I know a couple of them. But the Alliance Bulldogs making the hour trip from Alliance on a snowy, icy road, talking to their head coach, Mackenzie Foster, earlier this evening. She said that the roads are pretty okay until you get to the table about 10, 15 miles south of Chadron, and then it becomes an icebox the rest of the way up as the Alliance Bulldogs have broke their huddle. I'll be able to go ahead and give their starting lineup for tonight. They're going to come out with number 5, Addison Weber, followed by number 15, Brooke Bailey. Brady, I beg your pardon. Number 42, Kale Lambert. Number 25, Maya Marsteller. And number 22, Macy Seabon. They are head coached by Mackenzie Foster, assisted by Heidi Mannion and Reeve Fries. Healthy crowd on hand here tonight at the Birdcage. Thank you for joining us here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatteredRadio.com. Chase Thompson here with you. Alliance Chadron. You talk to people around Chadron, you talk to people around Alliance. This rivalry has been played in many different gyms. They've met up at WNCC in Scottsbluff. They've met up at the Armstrong Gym here in Chadron at the campus of Chadron State. They've met up at the middle school. The old Birdcage that everybody still loves and is endeared to everybody, and they're meeting up here tonight at Chadron High School. The Battle of Highway 385, Alliance Chadron. This just means more. Chadron will be going left to right on your radio dial to get in this game. Alliance right to left. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. And this tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like good neighbor Trey Strothide. And State Farm is there for you. Healthy crowd on hand. You figured it would be. Alrighty, let's do this. Alliance Chadron. Doesn't get much better than this. veteran officiating crew tonight. A few of these guys have reffed a few games, half the season for the Shattern Cardinals. The head official beat Moreno, first one this season, and it's the Cardinals who win the tip. It was Gracie Calkins who won it. Entry pass into Sophie Watson on the right block. Lay-in is good. 2-0 Cardinals. But then now is Brooke Brady. She throws across timeline. Ball might have been deflected. No. Maya Marsteller was chasing it toward the baseline, but it rolls across the end line. It'll be Cardinal ball. Again, these two teams met up back on the 20th of December. It was 20-0 run for the Cardinals, and the Cardinals turn the ball over along the far sideline. Lions is coming out in a full court press. Again, really healthy crowding, especially from Alliance making the drive up, given the conditions tonight. It's been snowing most of the day, especially on a north-south line along Highway 385. Really impressive crowd. So with it is Marsteller at the right wing, pushes it inside to Lambert, back out to Marsteller. 20 on the shot clock, 2-0 Cardinals. Good pass to the left side. Missing on the layup is Macy Seabaum, rebounded by Jesse Alcorn. She turns, goes length of the court, left to right, stops at the right short block. Pass over to Calkins, top of the key. Alcorn cuts through, man-to-man defense from Alliance. Riddabush drives inside, loses control of it, gets it back out to Calkins. 20 on the shot clock, 1 minute in, 2-0 Cardinals. Riddabush drives inside the paint, stops, pops, fires it up, missed the shot. And on the rebound, a foul is going to be called on Brooke Brady. She got underneath Sophie Watson, or Reese Riddabush, I beg your pardon. Kind of undercut her, and the foul personal was called, so it would be shattering ball. Now Alcorn gets it at the right block, turns around, fans on the shot. Watson with the rebound, got slapped to Calkins. Ball still inside the paint. Loose ball on the floor. Reese Riddabush pulls it out. Terman will now reset the offense, top of the key. Calkins, right wing, gets a screen from Alcorn. Alcorn rolled the basket. They throw it inside to her. She's going up against Lambert, steps through. Lambert with the shot block, rebounded by Seabaum. Seabaum drives the left block, kicks it outside. Brady thought about taking the three. Will drive baseline. Floater goes off the left side of the backboard, rebounded by the Cardinals, who still lead 2-0. We're 2 minutes in. Calkins will slow things down the left wing. Three ball Alcorn. That hits off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Brady. She turns around, goes the length of the floor, stops at the left wing, pushes it up top to Weber. Now Marsteller right wing. Man-to-man defense from the Cardinals. That's a good backup by Seabaum. Got it. The pass from Weber. Laid it up in and one. Took Alliance 8 minutes and 22 seconds to score in that last meeting against the Shattern Cardinals, and they get one just over 2 minutes into the game. See who the foul is on. Callie Hendrickson will check in for the Cardinals. That was on Reese Riddabush, her first, team's first of the quarter. 2-2, 5:58 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Now to the line goes Macy Seabaum. She was their leading scorer the last time these two teams played. She gets that one to rattle home. Lions with the lead. They never led against Shattern the last time that they met. Alcorn will throw it over to Hendrickson. Shattern gets it across the top of the line just in time. Calkins drives the right block, will bring it back out. Now Alcorn, three ball, right wing, it's online. It's short though. Watson throws it back in, but Marcel is there to catch it. Terman picks it off from Seabaum. Now Alcorn at the right block. Fanned on the shot, rolled off the rim. Loose ball foul is going to be called on Sophie Watson. Underneath. That's the second foul on the Cardinals. 3-2 Alliance, 5:34 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Shattern will come out in a full court press. They're trying to trap the corners and slow Alliance down. Lambert's open on the back end, but it's Brady who breaks the press, gets the left block, stops, fires it short. Lambert fighting for the rebound, but it goes out of play off of Lambert, so it'll be Cardinal ball. .523 to go, 3-2, Alliance. Alcorn throws it to Calkins. She barely gets across the timeline. Seabaum hounding her. Calkins drives inside, loses control of it. Alcorn fighting for the ball. It's still loose on the floor, multiple bodies. Weber and Hendrickson get tied up. It'll be Alliance ball on the rotating possession arrow.
3-2 Alliance. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Seabon drives to the left side, gets trapped. Cawkins, Alcorn in the trap. Marsteller has to throw it across the timeline. They just get it across with Brady, who will slow it down at the right wing. Back up top to Marsteller, but it's picked off by Watson. Watson getting some contact from Marsteller. Throws it to Cawkins. Cawkins traveled with it before she went up for the shot. She would have been fouled as well, but she traveled with it first. That'll be Alliance ball. Still 1 point gain, 3-2 Bulldogs. 4:45 to go in the quarter. Marsteller throws it to Weber, who leaves the left pivot foot planted, throws it to Brady, stops just about 15 feet out. Seabomb deep, three off the front of the rim. Rebound gets deflected out of play off of Lambert over the top of Terman, so it'll be Cardinal ball. Both teams with one field goal so far. Cawkins throws it out of bounds off of Lambert. She got trapped by Lambert. And Brady just deflected through a deflection out of play off of Lambert. So Shannon will have the ball. 33 on the shot clock. 4:30 to go, I beg your pardon, in the first quarter. Shannon able to break the press. Terman pushes out to Alcorn, who steps into the foul. That'll be going line for a pair of free throws for this season. Shooting about, 50-50 from the line. That foul was on Weber, her first. Team second. Now Alcorn at the line. Cans the first. Did have a sub. I believe that was Ritterbush who came in. Yes, it was. Studio 308. Dean Nance at Studio 308. Specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Alcorn goes 2-for-2 from the line. Gives Shattern the lead back. At 4-3. Driving inside is Seabomb. She gets reached in off from the side. Inside the paint. Went up for the shot. Missed it, but it'll be going line for a pair of free throws. So now it'll be Macy Seabomb at the line. 3/4 of play, last time out between Lions and Shattern. She ended up with a team high of 16 points. Her and Addison Weber kind of did the damage, along with Pass Cody. Did all the damage for the Bulldogs as Seabomb splits the pair. She has all four of the Bulldog points. We're tied at 4-4. She's been able to break the press. Great pass to Ritterbush, who gets to the right block. It's reached in on. We'll see if it's in the air or on the ground. No, it's going to be on the floor. So it'll be a baseline inbound coming up for the Cardinals. 4-4, 4:08 to go in this first quarter. That was on Lambert, her first. Team's third. Cawkins gets it in to Watson. Dribble handoff back to Cawkins. Now three ball, Alcorn. It's off the front of the rim. Hendrickson crashed the board. Got the rebound and forced deflection off of Alliance. So it'll be Cardinal ball. Fresh shot clock with 33 on it. Just past halfway in this first quarter. 4-4 is still our score. Great roll off the screen by Watson. Cawkins inbound to her, but she shoved it. Strong rebounded by Seabomb. He throws it up the floor to Marsteller, and Watson comes from behind and swats it away. Sophie Watson, one of the most improved players on the team this year for the Cardinals, makes the play there. Seabomb gets the inbound going up against Hendrickson. Hendrickson plants the feet, but Seabomb finds the room and she lays it up in. She has all 6 points. 4 the Bulldogs so far. 3 lead changes, 1 tie already. Now Alcorn drives at the free throw line, kicks it out to Cawkins. Head fake going up against Seabomb, man to man. Now Hendrickson, right corner. Screen from Watson. Watson rolls the basket, but not open. Now Alcorn, top of the key. Cawkins, left wing, three ball high, arcing off the back rim. Ritterbush with the rebound. Their Alliance is one that it bounced off the top of the backboard. It did. They didn't call it, though. Alcorn drives inside, nearly travels with it. Handoff to Watson. Now Cawkins, top of the key. So Ritterbush will set up the offense. Goes over to Cawkins, going to set a down screen for Hendrickson. Gets Alcorn, who's 0-for-4 from behind the arc, but she gets that one! Jessie Alcorn gives the Cardinals lead back and a timeout. No, it gets deflected out of play. Shattern forces turnover on the full court press. It'll be Cardinal ball. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. 7-6 is our current score. Hendrickson, right wing three, rattles 10 and out. Rebound underneath the basket by Brady. She'll bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Plant pushed to the left side. Ritterbush there to intercept it. Goes up the floor, fumbles it to Calkins, who will slow it down at the left block. Oh, great cut by Alcorn coming from the left wing. She cuts to the basket, got the ball, went up for the shot, and got fouled. Now Alcorn will be going to line for a pair. Fouls on Macy Seabaum, and she drains the first. Alcorn's on a tear this quarter. 6 points so far, and there was a sub who came in for the Cardinals. So going to have the bench. I believe they're rotating six at the moment. Second free throw for Alcorn. Nothing but nylon. 4-4 from the charity stripe. She has 7 of the points for the Cardinals. Sophie Watson, who just left the floor with the other two. Shattering up to a 3-point lead. Seabaum skips it to the left side. Pass Cody, who just checked in for the first time. He has it up the left wing. Tried to throw it down to Brady, but it's picked off by Calkins. Calkins switches hands left to right. Going down the floor now, Terman. Pass over to Ritterbush. Right ring three. She missed it. Hendrickson throws it back into Alcorn. Hendrickson with the hustle play to keep the possession alive. 15 on the shot clock, 1:45 to go in the quarter. Alcorn toward the basket, gets swatted by Lambert. And the pass over to pass Cody. She nearly had her foot on the baseline. She gets it at the half court line now, gets it to the half court line, gets trapped. And a timeout's taken. No, a 5-second violation. Trying to read the officials and looking at the coaches sometimes causes me to get a little ahead of myself. Rylan Berry will check in. One of the freshmen for this team. Watching how things have progressed over the past few weeks, this freshman class for Shattern has really been showing up as of late. They just brought in their third one for the night. Expect to see Tavaise Luna tonight as well. Berry, three ball. No good. Rebounded to Ritterbush. He turns around at the left block. Throws it out to Berry. Now Hendrickson. 70 seconds to go. 9-6. Calkins drives inside. Loses it. Gets it back after the pass from Terman. Calkins, three ball, hits off to the right side of the rim, rebounded by Marsteller. Crowd filling in here at the Birdcage. Now with it on the right side is Weber. Throws it toward the left side, missing the layup is Cody. Offensive rebound by Lambert. She gets fouled, put up for the shot. Going to be going back to the free throw line. Going to the free throw line for the first time for a pair. It's on Berry, her first, team's fourth of the quarter. First free throw from Lambert misses, wide left. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it with support of chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Lambert goes over two from the line. Rebounded to the Cardinals. They're still up by 3, 9-6. Pass goes up top to Terman. Crosses over, gets past Brady. No, kicks it out to Ritterbush. Ritterbush drives inside. Now near side with it is Berry. About an 11-second difference between shot and game block. We're under 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Calkins, top of the key. Seabaum closes out. 10 on the shot clock. Pass goes to Ritterbush to the right side. This is Scott calling for a play. Calkins gets it, 4 on the clock, gets it stripped from her. Ritterbush just throws it up, hits it off the front of the rim. Berry fighting for the rebound with Seabaum. Loose ball, Ritterbush picks it up. Still loose on the floor, and we're going to call a tie-up. So Shiloh Salcedo will check in for Alliance. Shattern has the ball, 7.1 to go in the first quarter. Calkins, Berry, Ritterbush, Hendrickson, and Turman out there for the Cardinals. Hawkins is waiting for a screen to Ritterbush. Ritterbush drives to the left short block. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Seabob. Looks up, sees it. Fires a shot up at the buzzer. And a foul on Callie Hendrickson. That's the one thing you cannot do right there. It'll be three free throws upcoming. We still got 1/10 of a second to go in this first quarter, which is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. First free throw for Seabomb. Misses short, so that guarantees that Chatterton will have a lead going out of the first quarter. 9-6 is our score. Just a moment's notice left in this quarter. Second free throw for Seabomb, swished home. Hendrickson did pick up her second. She's the only player who will finish this first quarter with two fouls. Seabomb missed that one, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 9-7 is our score. Shatter and lean Alliance after the first 8 minutes. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll be back for the second quarter up next here on KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chatham, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. Chase Thompson here with you. 9-7, the Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs after the first quarter. It was Jesse Alcorn with 7 of the points for the Cardinals. And Sophie Watson with the other two. Alliance with the ball going right to left. Seabomb has it at the right block. Picks up her dribble in trouble. Throws it to Salcido. Takes the deep two. Missed it. Ball hit the baseline. It'll be Cardinal ball. Starting the second quarter for the Shattern Cardinals is their starting lineup of Sophie Watson, Reese Ritterbush, J.C. Terman, Jizzy Alcorn, and Gracie Calkins. We'll get Alliance on their next possession. Alcorn with the backdoor cut. Gets the lay-in to go. Alliance steps on the far sideline trying to go up the court. So out there for the Bulldogs to start the second quarter is Brooke Brady, along with Macy Seabomb, Shyla Salcido, Maya Marsteller, and Paz Cody. So it's Terman now at the right wing. Going up against a man-to-man defense from Alliance. Watson gets the right block, gets fouled, going up for the shot. That'll be credited to Brooke Bailey, who picks up her second. This game has been about a 3-4 point game. Shattering with their largest lead right now of 4. Alliance has even had a lead of 2 in this contest. First free throw for Watson. Rattles it in, no good. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner. Shatter, make your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys and know about Ream Unit today at 308-432-6722. Watson missed the first, got the second to go. Only two players have scored so far for the Cardinals, Sophie Watson and Jesse Alcorn. 12-7, largest lead for the Cardinals. Seabomb runs right through the press, gets the left side, lays it up and in. She has all 9 of the points for the Bulldogs. 3-point game, 12-9. Injury pass in from the right wing. Watson gets trapped, throws it back out to Calkins. Uses the head fake, goes right against Seabomb. It back to Watson underneath the basket. Tried to get the foul called against Addison Weber, who just checked in. Bulldogs cleared the pass. Looking for Marstel, it was just too far forward. Now here comes Alcorn. Steps through. No. Doesn't travel. Dawkins, top of the key, three. Left side rim, no good. Rebound long by Watson. Dawkins skips it to the near side. 6:30 to go in this second quarter, 12-9 Cardinals. Durman tried to throw it over to Watson. Watson was open at the left block, but it just went away from her. Went out of play, ball to the Bulldogs. 6:20 to go in this second quarter. Still 12-9. Had about a six-point spread in this game so far. Shattered's largest lead was five. Alliance with a two-point lead. Bringing the press was Cody. She threw it to the left side. Going to the basket is Salcido. Fired the shot about 4 feet out. Missed it. Rebounded to Cardinals. Rodebush stops. Dawkins, left wing, thought about it. Dribble, drives to the free throw line. Dawkins, three ball, top of the key. Rattles in and out. But rebounded by Marsteller. Throws it up to pass. Cody, who's at the right wing. Push it down with both hands twice. No call. Now Weber. The left wing. Seabomb. Left corner. Goes baseline against Ritterbush. Ritterbush jumps in front of her. Good play to stop her. Tries to do it again. Ritterbush. Another stop. Pass to Weber. Gets the left block. Fired up the shot. Might have been tipped by Terman. Hawkins with the rebound. Ritterbush stops at the right wing. Hawkins. Three ball. Shatterns hit one. Doesn't hit that one. Pass over to the right side. Salcido thought about taking the three. We're going to see Tavea Saloon check in here in a moment for the Cardinals. Weber, bigger pardon, Seabomb, three ball, got it. She has all 12 of the Bulldog points, and we're tied once again at 12. Counter by Alcorn, missed long. Seabomb boxes out Watson, who takes a spill on the baseline. It'll be Alliance ball. See Callie Hendrickson. Tavea Saloon, Rylan Berry check in for the Cardinals. Jezzy Alcorn, Reese Ritterbush, and Gracie Cockins take a break. Alliance runs right past the press. Salcido at the left side. Stops. Thought she had someone cutting from the right side. It's picked off, though, by Hendrickson, who will turn around, go up the floor. Saloon near side corner. Entry pass into Watson. Double team coming. Saloon ain't afraid to take the three. She hits that one short. Rebounded by Salcido. Alliance, we heard it on Sports Weekly. This team is not one to be overlooked. Yes, they're 0-13, but this is a solid ball club that Mackenzie Brennan has really gotten herself as Seabomb takes a spell and lost control of it. Ball went across the paint. It'll be shattering ball. Kyle Lambert checks back in. Crowd here at the Birdcage really starting to fill in. Saloon got the inbound. Dipped it over to Terman. Now give a go to Saloon. Over to Watson. Watson missed the shot. Berry steps in, gets the rebound, turns around, missed it strong. Tipped up in the air, rebounded by Pass Cody. Teams have been tied now for a minute. 12-12, 4 minutes to go. Cody drives the basket. Thought she would get a foul called against Sophie Watson. Missed the shot. Goes out of play. And they're going to say it's off a line, so it'll be shattering basketball. Neither side giving an inch. Neither side. It's called a timeout yet. So far in this quarter, only one team foul. Saloon cuts up the middle. It's a pass from Hendrickson. Watson, now Berry, right side for the lead. Got it. Already five lead changes in this game. Marsteller throws it to the right side. Reese Ritterbush is going to check in. Step in, deep two, taken by Cody. Tipped around, Berry with a rebound. Lambert's coming from behind. Berry, she hears the wolf call, crosses over to the left side, stops, three ball, no good. Foul on Alliance on the rebound, and Addison Weber. Boy, this is turning into a dandy. That's her second team, second. Ritterbush, Alcorn, check back in. Revelation of Tavea Saloon this season. Over the past few weeks has been something else. She's been getting some minutes late for the Cardinals. As part of the line change substitution back on Tuesday. Ritterbush three ball, no good. Fights for the rebound, throws it back in. Alcorn just has her foot on the baseline. I believe that's Taylor Winkler, the official, who called it out. But watching Tavea Saloon really grow throughout the season over the past few weeks, getting some rotation minutes in the second half against Mitchell, good to see her out there. Brady, who gets it at the left block, she just checked in, threw it outside, deflected out of play off of Barry. It will stay with the Lions. Addison Weber is going to check right back in after she just subbed out with her second foul. Inbounded by Bailey. Step in. Three ball Cody. That's short. Barry with a rebound. Throw up the floor to Hendrickson. Hendrickson steps on the baseline. It'll be Bulldog ball. 14-12. 3 minutes to go in this first half. This game has been decided by inches so far, and we'll see Gracie Calkins check back in. She gets late to the scores table. Ball's in play. Seabomb breaks through the press. Litterbush steps and stops the ball. Lambert with the right block jumper. Missed it. Rebounded on the backside by Barry. She looks behind her, makes sure no one's coming. Nearly turns it over. Gets it back. Throws it to Jesse Alcorn. Left side pass to Hendrickson. Pick and roll set. Alcorn rolls underneath the basket. Lost control of her body and fired up the shot and missed it. Rebounded by Weber. These two teams are tired. Barry picks off the pass. Alcorn goes to the right blocks, loses her footing, fires it up, rattles the tin, and down. 4-point lead. Here comes Brady to the left block in transition. Shot blocked by Shatterin. Saloon loses control of it, throws it to Barry. Barry spins around, gets it across. 2 minutes ago, these two teams look exhausted. Ritterbush drives left side, got it. And a timeout is taken by Shatter, and timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Top Notch Motor, including hats, Letterman jackets, and purse lines, stuffed animals. First time out of the game, we'll go ahead and take one with them. You're tuning in to Shatter and Cardinal Basketball here on 610 KCSR and ShatterRadio.com. 18-12 Cardinals lead.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Team to 12, the Shatter Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs. We got buck 55 to go in this second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, think Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. Chase Thompson here with you as we cross the top of the hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatterRadio.com. Shatter, Nebraska. This has been fun. Five lead changes so far, two ties. Shatterin leads 18-12. Lions with the inbound. Shatterin did call the full timeout. Lions breaks the press pretty easily. Weber will push it to Seabomb. Tries to go right against Calkins. Steps in, fires the jumper. Missed it. Ball gets deflected out to Bass Cody, who has it at the right wing. Three ball to get it within three. No good. Rebounded by Ritterbush. She'll stop at the left wing. Pass to Hendrickson, right side. Now Calkins, Ritterbush gets it to the left corner. Uses the head fake, drives right, throws it into the crowd. It'll be Alliance ball, 18-12. Shatter Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs with 74 seconds to go in this first half. Hey, coming up on the Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Halftime report. Take a look at what's going around on around the panhandle tonight. Scottsbluff, Ogallala, I believe, are playing tonight, which should be a dandy. That's coming up on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Report. Seabomb drives to the right side. Three ball, high arcing. That's way short. Ended up hitting off the rim, but the arc made it look short from my view. Now Ritterbush will drive to the left side. Kick it to Terman. Skipped over to Alcorn. Alcorn, three ball. Got it! Jazzy Alcorn with 14 first half points has spearheaded the Cardinal effort to a 9-point lead, 21-12.
Seabomb drives to the basket, gets fouled, lays it up and in.
And one. Macy Seabomb has been doing it all for the Bulldogs. All 14 points in this first half. I bet because of Macy Seabomb. That foul is on Ritterbush. She picks up her second. That was only the first foul of the quarter for the Cardinals. Ritterbush will sit to Vea Saloon, checking back in. Seabomb rattles it in and out. Tie up on the rebound. ...21-14. Packed house here at the Birdcage tonight. Figured it would be. Lions Shattering is just something else. Dawkins has to throw it. Loose ball. No one goes after it. Seabomb has it. Gets the left block. Gets fouled. Lays it up and in again. Macy Seabomb just equaled her total from the first time these two teams met with 16 points in Alliance. Has 16. Checking back in for Alliance was Maya Marsteller. Seabomb at the line to cut this to a 4-point game. High arcing free throw. Canned it. 21-17. Dawkins has it the left side. Spins around. Kicks it out to Terman. Dawkins wanted to set a screen. Shot clock turned off. 10 on the clock. Dawkins, top of the key, gets screen from Alcorn. Step back, three ball. Dawkins got it! Two on the clock. Seabomb looks up, throws it up at the buzzer. It's short, and that'll do it for the first half. 24-17, Cardinals. That was as fun of a 16 minutes as there is in girls high school basketball. This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance Halftime Show coming up next here on KCSR.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome to Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime report, Chase Thompson here with you. 24-17 is the tally at the halftime break. Shatter Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs. It was 9-7 after the first quarter. The Cardinals exploded for 15 points in that second quarter to get to 24. Alliance with 10 in that second quarter. Shatter did have a lead at one point of 9 points, but the Bulldogs cut it down to 4. Gracie Calkins, though, capped off the half. With a 3-ball, her first 3 points of the game to make it 24-17. Macy Seabaum from the Alliance Bulldogs leads all scorers with 17 points. That's it for Alliance. And on the flip side of things for the Shattern Cardinals, Jesse Alcorn put on a show in that first half, 14 points to lead the Cardinals. Gracie Cock and Sophie Watson with 3, Reese Ritterbush and Rylan Berry with 4. Shatter Cardinals have played 8 players in that first half. Tavea Saloon getting some minutes after proving herself over the past couple games for the Shatter Cardinals. She's been getting a few minutes as she has deserved after her play against the Mitchell Tigers. This has been fun. Last time out between these two teams back in December, Shatter led 20-0 after the first quarter, and Alliance outscored a 38-20 the rest of 36 the rest of the way. We've been tight so far. Two ties, 5 lead changes in that first quarter. This has been fun. Expected it to be Shatter and Alliance up here. It just means more. We'll go ahead and take a break and take a look across the panhandle for some scores, early scores. You're tuning in to Shatter and Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatterandRadio.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR, Shadron. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
Welcome back to the half. Shattern leads 24-17. We're live here on the Shattern Insurance Halftime Report. Let's take a look at some scores from across the girls' basketball world this evening. Score I want to mention so far, and I just saw this. Now I can't find it on my Any Score Feed app. OL leading Sydney 20-14 late in the third quarter. Down back in my old neck of the woods, the York Dukes lead the Creek Cardinals 28-13. That's at the half, and that's about right for how they start play games down there. Trying to find scores from around region. No update yet from Gearing, where Gordon Rushville and the Gearing Bulldogs are playing tonight. Let's go take a look and see if we can find anything from Class D2 this evening. Moonford is playing Bear tonight. Moonford will be over in Harrison tomorrow to take on Crawford in girls in Sioux County in boys. Not seeing really many early updates from scores across the region. We're still pretty early into the night, especially out here in Northwest Nebraska Panhandle. Do you want to mention another score from back in my old territory? Meridian defeated Birding Davenport Shickley in the Mudakis tournament. I believe that was a third place game in the B bracket, 48-29. Those are two schools that could very well meet up in the granddaddy of them all for conference tournaments coming up here shortly in the Crossroads Conference Tournament at the York City Auditorium. We got about 3 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take our final halftime pause. When we come back, we'll get going for the second half. This has been fun. Second half up next here on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
We got about a minute to go in the halftime report. This halftime was sponsored by Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. So it looks like it'll be the Lions ball to begin the second half, going left to right on your radio dial. Macy Seabomb, Addison Weber, Maya Marsteller, Brooke Brady, and Kyle Lambert out there for the Bulldogs. Start this thing there in their road uniforms, blue, solid blue, with white alliance cross chest, white numbers, blue trim. Got a blue stripe along both the left and the right sides of the uniforms. And an alliance logo on the back, Jordan brand as well. And for the Shattern Cardinals, they are in their home white uniforms with black Shattern across chest, red trim, black Cardinal logo on right in the middle of the back. Another Cardinal logo on the left side of the shorts, black stripe along both sides with the black collar as well, wearing the Reebok brand. This third quarter is sponsored by Greitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Five lead changes, two ties. Sit back and enjoy. This should be fun right here on KCSR. Seabomb drives to the left block, gets swatted by Alcorn. So it'll be Lions ball underneath the basket. Brooke Brady throws it inside to Seabomb, who has the left wing, a little bit of contact from Reese Ritterbush. Seabomb, extra pass to Lambert, throws it up in the air, missed it. Seabomb scored all 17 points on the rebound. She dribbles it along the baseline. It'll be Shattern ball. Cardinals with the lead. Ritterbush nearly carries it. Alcorn three ball hits off the front of the rim. Rebound long by Weber. Skipped up the floor looking for Marsteller. Just out of her reach. Goes across the baseline. It will be Cardinal ball. Scooter's Coffee. Their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor is now sugar-free. Combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way. Ice, hot, iced, or blended. Trust us, one sip and you'll be smiling. Turman misses the deep mid-range J from the right side, rebounded by the Bulldogs. Now Weber has it at the right wing. Lions still looking for their first score outside of Macy Seabomb. Turnaround jumper by Brady, missed, rebounded by Alcorn. Hawkins up the floor in transition with the right hand, stepped through, took a little bit of contact, was off bounce, and they called the foul. Rebounded by Lambert. Now Brady, right wing, crosses over to the right elbow, throws it to Weber, going up against Alcorn, pass to the right side. Lambert gets underneath the basket. No, it's Brady, I beg your pardon. She gets fouled by Sophie Watson. Still no score in the second half, 24-17 is our score. Foul, by the way, was on Sophie Watson, who picks up her second, team's first of the quarter. Brady trying to get it in, gets it to Seabomb, gets underneath the basket, fires it up, rattles 10, missed. Lambert tips the rebound out to herself, recovers it. Marsteller will skip it to the near side. Shattered man-to-man defense. Weber throws it toward Marsteller, who's cutting through, gets tipped back out to Weber, 25 on the shot clock.
Picks up her dribble in trouble. Finds Brady left side top of the key. Rolls to the basket, slips, threw the shot up trying to avoid a travel. Rebound was caught by Watson. These two teams went at it in the first half. Again, five lead changes, two ties. Ritterbush right elbow J. Missed it, rebounded by Seabolt, who's been everything for Alliance so far tonight. Brady drives to the basket, lost it. Terman had a hand on it. Calkins thought about taking the three. Threw it to Watson and gets it poked right back out to Calkins. Calkins is running a little bit of a wheel screen as now Ritterbush drives the basket. Fired up a shot. A lot of contact. No foul called. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Weber throws to the left side. Marsteller, three ball. Got it. Maya Marsteller, the first player outside of Macy Seabaum to score, cuts the deficit down to four. Cardinals 24-20. Calkins responds, no good. Seabaum throws it back. Brady caught it, threw it into the crowd. And we're going to have an official's timeout. Rylan Berry's going to check in for Sophie Watson. See what's going on. She got popped in the nose just by the way she's reacting. So it'll be shattering ball, 24-20, 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Ritterbush entry pass, Terman, strong with the shot. Marsteller with a rebound. Weber will cross over, go left against Ritterbush, stops. Ritterbush been playing great defense all night. Deep two taken by Brady from the left, short block. Missed it, long rebound by Weber, who throws it right in the hands of Jesse Alcorn at the left block. Alcorn runs up the court, dribbling with the right hand, dips it out to Ritterbush. Terman, three ball, got it! That's the 4-3-pointer made for the Cardinals. They stretch the lead back out to 7, 27-7. Weber, top of the key. Marsteller's hit one. Can she hit a second? No, it's short. Weber gets it back. She pops a three. Same spot off the rim. Rebounded. Calkins long. Drives with the right hand. Gets the right block. Out of control. Throws it up in the air. They're going to say it's off Alliance. It'll be Cardinal ball. 4:03 to go in this third quarter. 27-20. It's been gridlocked here between these two teams. So Shadow's going to run inbound play. Set a couple down screens. Alcorn steps through, loses control of it. Seabaum with the strip. Seabaum toward the right side. A lot of contact, floater. Missed the shot. No foul called. Rebounded by Alcorn. These officials are letting them go tonight. Love it. And Weber goes and pickpockets Alcorn from behind. Seabaum trying to slow it down. Throws over to Bailey. Nearly picked off by Terman. Ritterbush comes and takes care of business. Steals it. Weber bounces into her. Shattering with the ball. Calkins lost control of it. Seabaum with the easy steal. Now it's a tie-up. Shattering ball. And we're going to see a timeout taken by Alliance. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Sledderman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. It'll be a 30. We'll join them. Shattering up by 7.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
.329 to go in this third quarter, which is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Cardinal ball underneath their basket. .329 to go in the third quarter. 27-20, 29 on the shot clock. Callie Hendrickson just checked in. She has it at the right wing. Being hounded by Brady. Now Calkins, dribble handoff to Terman. Gets ahead of steam the free throw line. Dips it over to the Ritterbush, who bounces off her foot. Hendrickson, near side three ball. Goes swish! 10-point lead for the Cardinals. Their largest lead of the night. 30-20. Shattern's outscored Alliance 6-3 in this third quarter. Entry pass to Lambert. This play looks sweet. Lambert missed on the shot, though. Brady was cutting on along the baseline as Lambert missed shot. They had two options right there. It was a good play call by Mackenzie Brennan, Foster, I beg your pardon, the head coach. Hawkins missed the three. Seabomb, full head of steam, step through, slips underneath the defense, fanned on the layup. Rebounded by Watson. Hawkins through the basket, gets fouled, fires up the shot. And we go in line for a Paris. Tavea Saloon will go to the scorer's table. It's on Lambert, her second. Team's first. Hawkins at the free throw line. First free throw rattles in and out. American, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. And Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Hawkins splits the pair, extends the lead up to 11. Alliance gets it in. Ritterbush is hanging with Seabomb, face guarding her full court, 94 feet. That's going to be a workout. Driving baseline is Brady. Throws it over to Seabomb, left block. Ritterbush in her grill. Seabomb gets in the paint, fires it up and in. Seabomb, 19 of the 22 points for the Bulldogs. 33-22. 31-22, I beg your pardon, is our tally. Tavea Saloon, who just checked in, passed it over to the far side. Ritterbush, three ball. That's way short. Rebounded by Brady. She'll bring it across the timeline. No look pass to Weber to the left corner. Taking the jumper and draining it is Shyla Salcido from the left elbow. 7-point game. Alliance chewing their way back in. They've done it every time so far tonight. Rosen Barrieth right wing, waiting for Saloon to cut through. Saloon bounces off Seabomb. Redabush, she just missed this one short, but drains the second chance. Her first three of the game, 10-point lead. Left side with it now. Weber, top of the key. Salcido cuts the left elbow, skipped it to Brady. Turned around, fired it, missed it off the left rim. Out of contact on the rebound, but it's picked up by Hawkins. Hawkins head up, right-hand dribble. Gets inside the Arrow Building Center paint, lays it up, and one! Gracie Hawkins gets inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Alcorn will sub in for Rylan Berry, a freshman for a freshman exchange. Now a 12-point lead for the team in white. Hawkins drains it. 37-24. Shattern finally able to get some space from Alliance. This pass, Cody, who just checked in. Slings it to Salcido. Deep J, drain. Just inside the three-point line. We're down under 1 minute to go. 37-26. Alcorn, top of the key. Dribble handoff. Ritterbush, zip one. That one short. Long rebound will land in the hands of Kelsey Scott, the head coach for the Shattern Cardinals. Maya Marsteller comes back in for Alliance. Really impressive crowd on hand. It's packed in here. Only a little bit of a gap to my bottom right from my view in this gym. Lions has packed the place. Shattern fans have shown up as well. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Get underneath the basket and get fouled. It is Brooke Grady. Should be on line for a pair. It was Alcorn who picked up the foul. Her first. Team second. Along with more than two fouls for the Cardinals. We're going to see number four, Riley Huffman, checking in for Shattern. First free throw, missed. T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686. And make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Riley Huffman checked in for the Cardinals. Brady missed her first. Second one, good. 10-point gain, 37-27. Shot clock turned off for the Cardinals. Huffman has it at the right wing. Drives top of the key. Skips it over to Hendrickson. Gets a screen from Watson, who rolls to the basket. Huffman has it in the far right corner. Had fake. Drives to the right. Elbow. Now Hendrickson. Shattering running offense, but still being patient. Hawkins gets a screen from Watson. Now Alcorn top of the key. Goes right past Salcido. Alcorn steps to the basket. Missed the shot. Brady with the rebound. Brady looks up. Will fire a shot at the buzzer. She doesn't get it off in time. 37-27 at the end of the third quarter. This third quarter is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Shattering with their largest lead at the end of a quarter, up by 10. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. 37-27, Cardinals lead. Bulldogs with the ball. They're trying to look for Mason Seabaugh on the left wing. Reese Ritterbush jumped in front of the pass and made it into, deflected into the hands of Heidi Mannion. One of the longtime assistants for the Alliance Bulldogs did head coach there. Actually had her as a teacher in high school at one point, in middle school, a bigger part, at one point when I was a student. The tie-up at the free throw line, shattering ball. Gracie Hawkins then end it with Brooke Brady. It's out there for the Cardinals. Start this fourth quarter. Jesse Alcorn, Gracie Hawkins, J.C. Terman, Reese Ritterbush, and Sophie Watson. Watson with a little bit of cotton in that left nose. She got popped in the middle of the third quarter. Back out there. Alcorn, now Hawkins, right side. Seabaum looking gassed right now. She hasn't left the floor. Entry pass goes into Alcorn, who's going up against Lambert. Seabaum dives in there and forces a tie-up. She has done everything for the Bulldogs tonight. Only reason why it's a 10-point game. She looks gassed, but she's still giving it everything she has. Like I said when this game started, Lions and Shattern, this just means more. Man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. Brady has it at the right elbow. Kicks it over to Weber. Just outside the arc, skipped over to the left side. So, Marcello, beg your pardon. Now Weber, top of the key, drives right side, bounce pass. To Brady, good upside defense from the Cardinals. Weber, three ball, hits off the front of the rim, rebounded by Alcorn, backside. 1 minute into this quarter, 37-27. Hawkins, top of the key. Left side with it, driving middle is Terman. Bounce pass to Watson on the left side. She missed the shot, but earned herself a free trip to the line. On Seabaum. Her third. It's the first player with three fouls in this game. Now Sophie Watson goes to the line for a pair, and she gets the first. Watson to make it a 12-point game, swishes it home. Watson has been struggled from the free throw line this year. Goes 2-for-2 right there. Makes it 39-27. 12-point lead for the Cardinals. Really matches their largest lead of the game. Weber drives right block. Kicks it to Brady. Stops. Pops. Shot blocked by Hawkins. Offensive rebound by Seabaum. She gets trapped underneath. Throws it up top. Marsteller a little too deep for a three. Now Weber near side. Three ball. Got it. Weber, first 3 points of the game, cuts it down back to single digits. Largest lead of the game, 13 for the Cardinals, seeing five lead changes, two ties. Erdbush drives left side, Alcorn top of the key. Dawkins thought about taking it. Seabomb closed out on the man-to-man. Now Terman gets a screen from Alcorn, loses control of it. Seabomb, of course, in there, deflects it. Brady with the steal. Brady still fighting for it, falls to the floor. And there's going to be a travel call before McKenzie Foster can get the timeout call in. Shattern will inbound it up by nine, just under 6 minutes to go. Terman runs to the left elbow. Good basket cut from Watson on the right side. She lays it up and in. Watson now with 4 in this quarter, 41-30. Lambert picks up her dribble. Weber, top of the key, 3. Hits off the left side rim. Deflected up in the air. Bigger part, that was Weber who missed 3. Lambert with the rebound. Brady underneath the basket. Goes up. Shot blocked by Watson. So it'll be Brady to inbound it right between the N and the A along the baseline. Throws it up top to Seabomb. Ritterbush fouls her hard. Kelly Hendrickson is going to sub in. KCSR's coverage of high school sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, York Life, Delon Vulcan, Aero Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, and Security First Bank. Marsteller, left side 3, off for the rim. Long rebound ends up in the hands of Alcorn. They are fighting out there. This is fun. 11-point game, 41-35 to go. Hawkins drives the free throw line, dribble handoff. Alcorn, 3 ball, way short. Watson caught the rebound, but it was on the baseline. It'll be Bulldog ball. Coming up after this one, the Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results, open 7 days a week. We'll recap this one. Get ready for a tight turnaround in the boys' game. 15-minute gap between boys and girls. Alcorn swats. Brady rebounded from the by the Cardinals. Hawkins kicks it to Hendrickson, right side, head fake, left side, bounce pass to Alcorn, step through, post move, got it. Alcorn, who has been held scoreless in this second half until that point, makes it a 13-point lead, ties for the largest lead in the game for either side. Ritterbush intercepts the pass, looking for Brady. Alliance is starting to run out of gas. The Cardinals are continuing to put the gas down. Tavaeus Salu and Ryland Berry about to check in. Hendrickson, head fake, drives right. Alcorn with it at the right wing. Goes right past Lambert. Gets along the baseline. Helps side defense. Hawkins thought about taking the 3. Step through. Gets fouled by Lambert. Alliance just looking completely exhausted out there. As Hawkins will go to line for a pair. Hawkins go to the free throw line. While she's there, we need to thank some more of our sponsors. Eagle Chevrolet, Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, Shattern Lumber, Heritage Scene, Morford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wiles, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Hawkins goes 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Shattern shooting 11-for-13 from the line this game. That's been a huge difference. And McKenzie Foster is going to call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Cardinals lead 45-30.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
45-30, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs with 4:02 to go in this one. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Shattern Cardinals are going to bring out Rylan Berry, Gracie Calkins, Devea Saloon, Bo Barron's making an appearance. And Callie Hendrickson. Barron's now with her 10th appearance of the season for the Shattern Cardinals. She's yet to, she has 6 points of the season, I beg your pardon. Entry pass goes in. Bass Cody, deep J, missed it short. Rebound deflects back out to her. Pass goes back out to Maya Marsteller, who drives inside, swings to the near side, has some lever. Three ball, got it. That's her second made three of the game. 12-point game. Hendrickson with the dribble handoff to Calkins. Thought about responding. Seabomb closes out on her. And a man-to-man. Hendrickson gets trapped on the right side. Barron swings it to the top. These teams have been going at it. Seeing subs we don't normally see tonight. Barron, top of the key now. Calkins, 10 on the shot clock. 3:30 to go. Entry pass into Barron. It's supposed to be a give and go. Bo spins around, gets fouled. It's on the floor. So it'll be a baseline inbound upcoming for the Cardinals between the N and the A, going left to right with the Cardinal along my viewpoint. Tavea Saloon will inbound it. Get her third stint. Inbounds, gets knocked back out of bounds by Paz Cody to stay with the Cardinals. Timeout taken by Kelsey Scott. Full timeout taken, 3:21 to go. In this one, 45-33, Cardinals lead the Bulldogs. The weather outside tonight has been so frightful, but man, the action tonight inside has been so delightful. I love using that reference in December, but we didn't have snowy weather until we got to Chatham, George Watson, Chatham Rotary Holiday Classic. But tonight we do have it. A lot of people. On a packed house here at the Birdcage, a lot of people who normally wouldn't make the trip, especially from Alliance, are tuning in, enjoying. I hope you enjoy this ride. It's been fun so far. We still got another 32 minutes upcoming, and one that has a lot of meaning to me, as with the game, my love of the game of high school basketball really comes from Alliance and Shattern. There is a reference I'll make that's good for Shattern during that boys game, and at some point I may make a reference that's good for Alliance as well, as my love of this level sport has been nurtured by these two teams up here in Shattern. Thank you for joining us along for the ride tonight. Shattern inbounds it. Rylan Berry turns around to the right block. Missed the shot. Bo Barron rips it away. Gets it in the hands of Rylan Berry, who's in trouble. Saloon left wing. Now Cockett, top of the key. Uses the head fake. Goes to the right wing. Berry sets the screen. Rolls to the basket. Marsteller closes out. Three ball. Berry got it! It's a deep two. Give Shattern their largest lead of the game of 14. Seabomb trying to answer. Drives the left side. Hands it off to Weber. Push up top. Cody. Good screen set by Lambert. Berry swats Cody. Now Weber. Three ball. Short. Long rebound. Picked up by Marsteller. Berry rips it away from her. Berry left wide open. Gets inside the Arrow Building Center. Peyton lays it in. The amount of players who've contributed to this performance for the Shattern Cardinals has been outstanding. Marsteller missed the three. It feels like this one's going to give the Shattern Cardinals their third straight win. Hendrickson, deep two, right side, off the front of the rim, rebounded by Seabom. She's played all 30 minutes that we've played so far. 2 minutes to go. Steps in, misses the shot. Lambert, put back, no good. Seabom gets the rebound, loose ball on the floor. Lions fans wanted to foul. Pass bounces off the head of Bo Barron's. Calkins will bring it across the timeline. Back, bounce pass. Backside. Berry laying good. Rylan Berry, 6 points in this fourth quarter. 51-33. And a timeout's going to be taken by Mackenzie Brennan. Timeout's sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. It's a 30. We'll stay here. Buck 33 to go. And this one, 51-33 Shattern. Macy Seabomb's been held quiet in this fourth quarter. She hits the first 19 points for the Bulldogs.
been held silent ever since. Ryan Marsteller, Shala Salcido, Addison Weber, Brooke Brady picking up some of the steam for this Bulldog team. They look gassed. Trayton Harmon talked to me on Sports Weekly earlier this week. Said it's not a team to overlook. Boy, they showed up tonight. 5 lead changes in this game. 2 ties since the beginning of this game. That's off to the Lions for the effort tonight. They've really put up a fight. That's Cody missed a shot. Alcorn rebounded, but it got kicked across the timeline. Lion Marsteller with the pickup. She brings across the logo. Cody, left wing. Got it. Pass Cody with the first 3 points of her night. Brings it back to 14. 15, I beg your pardon. Grinnemush drives the basket. Lays it up and in. Basket doesn't count. It'll be going the other way with a foul. seconds to go. 51-36. Shatterin leads Alliance. Driving left side with it. And in trouble is Brady. She tried to get it to C-bomb, and they're going to call a foul. That's on Ritterbush. That's it. No. It's on Hendrickson, her third. Teams to Ritterbush with 4 fouls in this contest. Addison Weber checking back in for Alliance. Hey, just a reminder, coming up on the Fit 7 postgame show, we'll only have 1 segment. We only got about a 15-minute gap between girls and boys games. Alliance Shattering Boys coming up next here on KCSR. Cody throws off the foot of C-bomb. He turns around, pops 3. It's way long. Weber fighting for the rebound. Ball goes out of play. Ooh. It's off of Shattering, so Alliance ball. 49 seconds to go. Cardinals will end this 3-game homestand, 3-0. Tie up on the inbound, Shattering ball. Got the next 6 straight on the road. Go to Hermosa, South Dakota, coming up on Tuesday night to take on Custer Wildcats. It's in the same district. That's why they're playing it. They got to play 1 game per year up there. And then next Friday, we'll go to Gearing. Next Saturday, go to Gordon-Rushville. Alliance, on the other hand, is in the midst of a 3-game road stand right now. They'll go to Gordon-Rushville coming up on the 21st. So on Tuesday, then they'll go to Ogallala next Friday as well. Kind of in the same run of things. Watson, right block, lays it up and in, and 1. Sophie Watson. Up to 9 points. The distribution amongst scorers tonight for the Shattern Cardinals has been outstanding. This Kelsey Scott team has got it rolling. This Lions team is not as bad as 0-14. They're not. This is a better squad than what their record shows, and they've proven it tonight. That was only the 3rd missed free throw by the Cardinals. 53-36. Baseline drive. Shot by Brody. Missed. Rebounded by Ritterbush. C-bomb trying to steal it away. Shattern gets across the timeline. We're going to call her a night. Shattern breaks the press. Watson fans on the layup. Lover with the rebound. Alliance showed up tonight. They really did, but it's going to be the Cardinals who walk out of the birdcage with the win. 2-point game after the first quarter. We had 5 lead changes in this contest. 2 ties all in the first half. C-bomb with the 3, missed it. And a tie-up with 3 seconds to go. Love the effort from C-bomb, not quitting until the final horn. On a cold, snowy, icy night in Northwest Nebraska Panhandle, we know one of the winners in the varsity contest, and it's going to be the Shattering Cardinals who win this one. 53-36, final score. The Cardinals win their 3rd straight game, get out of this homestand 3-0, and have a 6-game road trip starting on Tuesday. Alliance drops to 0-13 with the loss. They go to Gordon-Rushville coming up on Tuesday. This 4th quarter is sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a pause. Fit 7 postgame show coming up next here on KCSR.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Chadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Chadron, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome to the Fit 7 post-game show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. It was 9-7 after the first quarter for the Chadron Cardinals. They extended the lead 24-17 at the half. And the second half was all Chadron as they outscored the Bulldogs 29-19 to pull off the 53-36 win. Game that saw five lead changes, two ties on the first half of that one. Four of the five lead changes happened in the first quarter, fifth happened in the second, and the lead changes were split. I mean, ties, the bigger part, were split 1-1 in that first half. Leading scorer for tonight was Macy Seabaum, who finished with 19 points. She had the first 17 points of the game for the Bulldogs. On the flip side of things, Jesse Alcorn finished with 16 for the Cardinals. Other scores for the Cardinals include Gracie Calkins with 8, Sophie Watson with 9, Rylan Berry with 8, J.C. Terman with 3, Reese Riddlebush with 5 as well for the Chadron Cardinals. They moved to 8-7, win their third straight game to complete this homestand, 3-0. Other scores for the Bulldogs tonight were Silas Salcido with 4, Addison Weber with 6, Brooke Brady with 1, and Pass Cody with 3 for the Bulldogs, who dropped their 13th straight this season. At the free throw line, Chadron outshot Alliance. Shot 11 for 14. Alliance was 6 for 12. That was fun. This boys game coming up next has a lot of meaning to me and a lot of meaning to everyone here in the stands. I hope you sit back and enjoy the ride. It's going to be fun. We'll come back here in about 5 or so minutes with the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Until then, so long. This has been Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Talk to you in 5 here on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of, from the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shagrad Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrach Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrach.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now every
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrach Communication Sports. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Chadron Community Hospital.
Oh, welcome back to the Birdcage. Chadron Community Hospital pregame show is live and on the air for the boys' side of things between the Chadron Cardinals and the Alliance Bulldogs. Earlier tonight, girls team won 53-36. Now we get ready for the big one. Not saying girls isn't big, but this boys game has a lot of history behind it. A lot of the coaches involved, Kyle Sanders, Jordan Mills, were one-time teammates at the high school level. They both know what can happen up here at the Birdcage in Chadron. We got a few moments of history to go through later on in this broadcast. Let's take a look at these two teams. Chadron Cardinals coming in at 5-6, have won their last three to get back within one game of 500. The Alliance Bulldogs very well might be the hottest team in the Panhandle. 9-3, they haven't lost since December 28th when they lost to Boone Central 55-48 in the Broken Bow Holiday Tournament. Turned around and gave Sydney their first loss of the season with a 65-54 win, are coming off a 58-56 win over the Ridgeport Bulldogs. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back with more pregame. You're tuning in to Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232. Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation, it's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Welcome back to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Shadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard of excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member, FDIC. This matchup is something else. Alliance and Shadron, they date back quite some time, and the series history I have only goes back to 2006. Alliance leads at 21-17. Last time these two teams played, Shadron lost 57-44. Peyton Boyer, arguably the best player on this team, was not in the lineup that night. He is back tonight, and he actually hit the game winner against Bridgeport back on Saturday, which was a 58-56 win. Step back three off a flare screen. Two high double screens down low. Boyer curled up, got lost in traffic, hit a three ball from left wing, gave the Bulldogs the win over the Bridgeport Bulldogs to get their third straight win and their fifth out of five out of the last six games for the Bulldogs. We're coming in at 9-3 on this season. Jordan Mills, the first-year head coach, celebrating a birthday today, his 28th birthday. Shadron Cardinals hoping to send him home with the gift of a loss this evening. And the Shadron Cardinals, 5-6, coming off a win versus the M4 Bobcats back on Tuesday, 53-32. They haven't lost in their last three. Looking to clean this homestand, 3-0, and get the 500 for the first time since their December 14th loss versus the Gearing Bulldogs here in Shadron. That was a 59-54 loss for the Shadron Cardinals. But revisiting the game back on Tuesday, Thomas Smith led the Cardinals with 18 points. Tobin Landon with 14. Derek Bissonnette with 7. Brady Daniels with a season low 5 for the Cardinals. And three players finished with 2 points each for the Shadron Cardinals. They defeated the M4 Bobcats for the 15th time in program history. We still got about 4 minutes or so to go in pregame. When we come back, we have the Shadron Lock Keys of the Game. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadronRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Got 2 minutes to go in the pregame. We're live here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. Let's take a look at the Shattern Lock Keys of the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And for the Shattern Cardinals, you're at your home palace tonight, the Birdcage. Lions and Shattern go back ways here at the Birdcage. Can we get it done tonight, Alliance? The hottest team in the panhandle right now, arguably so. Can they get it done? Can the Cardinals get it done in their home palace? This rivalry has everything to it. Nostalgia, history, wildness. The gym is full. The crowd's going to be pro-Shattern all night. This place might be even more compact than the Birdcage. It might be even louder. This one should be fun. The Alliance Bulldogs. Jordan Mills has lost games here in this town before. He's been up by 11 and has lost a game as a player. Can they battle through that? Can Jordan get over the mental block that can happen between Alliance and Shattern? We'll find out next when we come back. Country Kitchen starting lineups, and we'll get this one going. Tuning in to Cardinal Basketball here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. Alliance Shattern up next.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shattern Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. Chase Thompson here with you. It's about time to get this one going. Looking as they announce the starters for the Alliance Bulldogs, let's go ahead and join them. The starting lineup is sponsored by Country Kitchen, a place like home, on 10th Street in Shattern. I got them for you. Let's jump right into them. Alliance is going to come out with number 2, Espen Lonick, followed by number 4, Lexton Salcedo. Number 11, Baton Boyer. He missed the last appearance between these two teams. And number 12, Trevor Zern. Number 13, Seth Myring will round out this starting lineup, coached by Jordan Mills in his first season, assisted by Kelly Dickerson, Josh Barber, and Dean Bear in the lineups for the Cardinals tonight. Thomas Smith, number 0. Been one of the better players, shooters in the panhandle recently. Brady Daniels, number 2. Number 20, Derek Bissonette. Number 22, Talon Jelinek. And number 35, Tobin Landon. They are head coached by 2012 graduate of Alliance High School, Kyle Sanders, assisted by Zane Hesting and Sam Richland. This matchup means so much to me. Alliance Chatterin up here in Chatterin is the reason why I'm here today, why I love high school basketball the way I do so much. This has really nurtured the love of high school basketball for a lot of people involved in this game tonight. And I hope you sit back and enjoy this ride as much as I am going to. Alliance Chatterin, anything can and will happen in this series. Alliance is led by 11 with 90 seconds to go up here in Chatterin before and lost. Chatterin. They've been up by five before. This is just since when I was in high school. Been up by five before with 30 seconds to go and lost. This game, the ball just means a lot more than most other. Postseason atmosphere inside the Birdcage. Sit back and enjoy this run. I know I will. Chatterin will go left to right on your radio dial to get in this one. Wearing their home white uniforms, red numbers, black trim. Alliance in their road-blue uniforms. White Alliance cross chest, white numbers, white stripes cross side. I love this so much. Sit back and enjoy this one. This is going to be a treat, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I am. Talon Jones accepts my rink in the center circle. Let's get this one going. Chatterin wins the tip. It'll be Brady Daniels going left to right against a man-to-man defense. Talon Jones right wing, now Landon right short block. Entry pass into Daniels, right block, got it on the right side. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. And that tip-off was sponsored by State Farm, like a good neighbor. Trey Scrothide in State Farm is there. Lonick over Bissonnette, three ball off the back 10. Still rattling around, tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it is off of Chatterin. So it'll be inbound to the near side. Seth Myring with it. Dribble handoff to Lonick, who hit six threes last time these two teams played. Now Peyton Boyer. First look the Cardinals having them this year. Crosses over Daniels, rolls to the basket. Daniels, good defense. Shot might have been tipped, rebounded by Thomas Smith. Now it'll be Daniels, whose dad actually is an Alliance alum, bringing it across the timeline. Goes to Talon Jonick, two steps right top of the key. Smith over to Daniels. Screen coming from Bissonnette. Daniels drives right. One-handed pass, Landon, extra pass. Smith, right side, three ball, got it! Chatterin with a 5-0 run to begin this one. 5-0 Birds. 1 minute in. Driving right short corner is Zern. Now Myring gets inside the paint. Jelnick with them. Myring, though, lays it up and in. 5-2. Is the score. Chatterin leading Alliance. Jelnick right side with it. Now Smith gets a screen from Bissonnette. Bissonnette rolls up top. Soft hedge. Alonick takes a spill. Bissonnette missed the shot, rebounded by Myring. Myring up the floor, dribble handoff. It'll be Salcido who drives inside. Floater, strong, Smith, rebound. And he'll fling it to Brady Daniels as he walks it across the logo. 6:10 to go in this first quarter, 5-2. Cardinals lead the Bulldogs. Screen set by Landon. Daniels forced to pick up his dribble, swings it over to Bissonnette. Entry pass into Smith, knocked out of play by Trevor Zern. Still Chatterin ball, 6:01 to go in this first quarter, 5-2 is our score. Thomas Smith, three ball is the difference early on in this one. Daniels will inbound it to Landon. He's going to set a flare screen. Now Landon shoots it over Boyer. It's short, rebounded by Myring. He'll hand it off over to Boyer, across the timeline, go up against Daniels, crosses over twice, uses the head fake, gets inside, loses control of it, ball loose on the floor. Zern with the win on the steal. It's Atlantic now over to Boyer. Lost it. Skip up the floor. Thomas Smith, right side lane. Good. Seven to two. Lonick over Bissonnette. Rattles in and out. Rebounded by Jelinek. Chatterin never led against Alliance in that first contest. Daniels uses the head fake. Swings it up. Jelinek, top of the key. Now back to Daniels. Gets a screen. Crosses over. Gets some space. Going up against Boyer. Smith with the basket cut. That might have gone off the bottom of the basket. Throw him back up top to Daniels. 10 on the shot clock. 7-2. With under 5 minutes to go. Landon, entry pass. In the Bissonnette. Going up against Lonick. Draws the foul. Going to be going line for a pair. Now Derek Bissonnette will get a trip to the charity stripe for a pair of free throws.
Shadron leads 7-2 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Dean Nitch in Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it. With support of chiropractic care in downtown Shadron. And Thrive Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. This net goes 0-2 from the line. 7-2 Shadron. Boyer will bring it across the timeline. Dribble handoff. No, it's a fake dribble handoff to Lonick. Boyer will slow down at the right wing. Try to throw it up top. Daniels with the steal. 2-on-2. Boyer tried to pick it from Daniels. Extra pass. Missing that. Missed the alley-oop. Second chance, no good. Tip back out to Landon. Fires the three off the front of the rim. Missing that. Five for the rebound. Gets it. Third chance, no good. Myring corrals it. One-handed pass to Lonick. Lay-in strong. Good play by Landon. Faking that he was going after the shot block. Bissonnette swings it up to Smith. Left open. Thomas Smith. Short. Rebounded by Salcido. And Jordan Mills needs a breather. 4:07 to go in this first quarter. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Top Natural Brewery, including hats, lettermans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll join them 7-2, shattering in the lead.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Seven to two, Shadron leads. Alliance 4 minutes to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Alliance with the ball, going right to left. Seth Myring at the right wing, screens for Lonick. Goes out high off the hedge by Daniels. Now he's going to be guarding Lonick off the switch. Myring creates some contact going up in the air. Gets Jonek to foul him. We go to the line for a pair of free throws. That's his first, team's first. That'll be Myring. Goes to the line. He comes in averaging 11.2 points per game. Solid free throw shooter, 65%. That's serviceable at the high school level. He gets the first one to roll in. 7-3. Shatter and leads Alliance. 3:52 to go in first quarter. Second free throw from Myring. Nothing but nylon. Alliance coming out in a full court press. This is a trapping type press. Jelinek throws it over to Bissonnette as they clear the timeline. It's a trapping one, but they're not going to put much effort in it, especially early. Daniels head fake going up against Boyer. Passes it right side. Jelinek, back screen coming. Pass is all toward Daniels. Sometimes you get a jump out of the play. It's stolen by Alliance. Pass the near side. Zern. Head fake. Passes it to Myring. Gets ahead of steam. Gets to the basket. Right hand. Miss. Rebound by Landon. Daniels will usually walk across the timeline. Gets a screen from Landon. Spins across Boyer. Shot blocked by Myring. Myring goes up high and gets the rebound. Myring drives the left side. Dribble handoff to Salcido. Gets it back to Myring in the corner. They're looking to get Lonick, but they're going to find Boyer top of the key. Boyer spins. Kicks it outside. Salcido head fake. Drives middle. Throws it into the student section. Might have been deflected. It wasn't, as Corrine Ryan makes his first appearance of the contest. I expect to see Shatter maybe go 7 deep at most tonight. Tobin Ross would probably be the other one. And checking in for Alliance is number 3, Devin Graham. He didn't play much in the first time, but he's sixth man tonight. For Alliance, he checks in for Lexton Salcido. He'll show up. It looks like a 3-2 zone. They're going to go to the left side with it. Ryan, skip pass over to the near side. Thomas Smith. Now Daniels near side. Three ball off the front of the rim. Fight for the long rebounds. Tip to Ryan. Thrown over to Landon at the right block. Missed the shot. Graham tried to get the rebound, but it goes through his hands. He'll bring it across the timeline going right to left. Stops. Head fakes. Now Myring, top of the key. Spins around. Got reached in on. Fouls on the floor, but that's two on Jelinek. And now here comes Tobin Rust.
Jonak will sit with two. That's team second. Wanek will inbound. It was tipped by Daniels. Loose ball, Myring with it underneath the basket. Gets the lay-in to go. The Lions has cut this into this lead. Timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. 2:17 to go in this first quarter. Shatterin leads 7-6. Now that moment where Devin Graham checked in was a very special one for me. If you haven't heard me call a game before involving the Lions at Shatterin, well, that kid right there, he's a sophomore. That is my nephew out there. So that was a very special moment for me. And being able to call him in the three opportunities I've had so far. The moment he got in during the first game, the football game, when he kicked it off for Alliance to begin the game, and now. Just a very special moment for my family and I, who all have roots out here in the Nebraska Panhandle, all from Alliance. Devin was born in Lincoln, and his mom moved back to Alliance about 6 years ago. And it's just, as a person, this one's a special moment for me. So it'll be Shattering ball, 2 minutes to go in this first quarter, 7-6. Smith has it the right side now. Daniels right short corner, skip past Landon. He can hit the three, shoots it. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around. Russ fumbled it, kicks it out. Daniels will fire a three, high arcing, rattles in and out. Landon tips it up. Myring with the rebound. Alliance can take the lead on this possession. Skipped over to Zern, left block. Lays it up and in, and Alliance has their first lead of the game. Seven to eight is the score. Smith has it on the left side after the skip pass from Russ. Ryan underneath the basket, fanned on it. Zern drives inside, gets it stripped from Ryan. Ryan gets on the dirt, throws it up to Smith. Daniel stops, skips it over to the left side. Rust will try a three. No good. Landon with the rebound. Hands it off to Ryan. Head fake traveled first. That'll be Salcido who checks back in. Derek Bissonette comes in as well. One oh six to go. And this first quarter, 8-7, Alliance with the lead. Bringing up is Boyer, man-to-man still for the Cardinals. Entry pass into Myring, left block, double screen set. They're trying to get it to Lonick, but it's picked off by Smith. Smith, coast-to-coast, stops, pops, lay-in, got it. Here we go. Pass over to Graham, nearly picked off by Ryan. Now Lonick, Boyer near side, off chest pass. Boyer gets to the baseline, throws up. It was deflected a couple of times. Now Salcido fights inside, throws it out to Myring. 30 seconds to go. Myring with a good spin move, lays it up and in. Play wasn't blown dead because the ball was tipped into the nets and it was hanging on the rim. 10-9. Extra pass. Smith, left corner three. Got it! Four lead changes in the past 45 seconds. 2-point lead for the Cardinals. Grant, top of the key. Salcido, right side. Myring, Boyer. Two on the clock. Reach in by Daniels. Not a bad foul. As Shatterin did have two to give. That was a good foul right there. 1.8 to go in the quarter. They're going to set a screen for Salcido near side. Gets it up at the time for the buzzer. High arcing hits off the top of the backboard. And the Cardinals are going to take a 12-10 lead. After the first quarter, Thomas Smith, 10 points for the Cardinals. Seth Myring with 6 for the Bulldogs. 4 lead changes all in the last 75 seconds of that first quarter. I told you this would be fun. I've enjoyed it so far. We'll be back. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Talk to you in 60 here on KCSR.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
Quick possession was in there before we were able to get out of the break. Alliance with the travel. It was Salcedo who traveled looking over the middle of the paint. Had an extra pass open for a three, but it was a travel. Trevor Zern checks in for Devin Graham out there for the Cardinals. Creighton Ryan, Derek Bissonette, Brady Daniels, Tobin Landon, and Thomas Smith. Ryan drives inside. Pass comes into Daniels. Skipped it to Ryan. Left wing three way long. I could see that out of the hand. Rebounded by Salcedo. Boyer will slow it down, going up against Daniels. No look pass out to Salcedo. Now Trevor Zern at the right wing. Crosses over, goes right. Now back out to Boyer. Shot gets swatted by Daniels. Entry pass into Landon. Skip back out to Ryan. It went off the foot of Landon. He was able to recover it. He had a lay-in, though. Ryan drives inside. Picks up his dribble. In trouble. Finds Smith near side corner. 12-10. Cardinals 7 minutes to go in this first half. Daniels going up against Boyer. Kicks it near side. Ryan, right short corner. Jay missed it. Rebounded by Lonnie. Second quarter, by the way, sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Zern, right short corner. Jay got it to go. And that's our first tie of the game. 12-12. Ryan will bring it across timeline. Go over to Landon, left wing. Chest pass to Daniels, far side corner. Tried to get to give and go, but Trevor Zern's in his grill. Trevor Zern might be the best athlete Alliance has. Ryan drives inside. Spinning against Lonnie. Gets a little look at the basket. Missed it. Smith gets the rebound. Missed it as well. Landon took the ball straight to the face on the rebound. No one wanted to dive for it, and Alliance picked it up. Zern near side. Goes to the basket. Ryan bodies him. Myring, three ball, long, tipped. Bissonette had to grab it as he was going out of bounds, threw it back in. Cardinals will bring it across the timeline. Bissonette on the left side, rolls the basket, underhanded pass to Landon, who kisses it off the glass. Tobin Landon with his first bucket of the game. Lonick, no good, left wing. 14-12, five lead changes already. Actually, four. Smith, left side corner, three, long. Bissonette with the positioning, gets the rebound. Thought he could get over to Landon, it was picked off. Here comes Myring, through the basket, lay in, count it. Shattern had the largest lead, five, in that first quarter. Daniels gets the screen, stops. He had a lane to the basket. Landon back to Daniels, right wing. Myring in his grill. Picks up his dribble. Bissonette throws it inside to Landon. Extra pass. Ryan fumbled the reception. Pass comes to the near side. 10 on the shot clock. 5 minutes to go. 14 all. Daniels turned it over. He thought he got fouled. Pass up the floor. No one's paying attention. Lonick's able to grab it. Fans on the layup. Myring with the putback is good. 16-14 Bulldogs. Four and a half to go. Pass goes to the left corner. Landon trying to body up Myring. Bissonette will take it himself. Gets blocked. No, it's Ryan on the left side. That should have been a goaltend as Lonick grabbed the net. And a charge is called on Brady Daniels. There's two reasons to be upset if you're a Cardinal fan right now. Lonick grabbed the net, which is goaltending. And that charge call was suspect at best. Devin Graham will check back in for the Bulldogs. Tobin Russ coming in for the Cardinals. Kyle Sanders asking one of the officials, why didn't you call a goaltend? He's not wrong. I will say he is not wrong with what he is asking. Cole Carnahan will sneak in as well for the Cardinals. Give Brady Daniels a breather. That's actually Daniels' second foul, by the way. And Kyle Sanders, the way he's coached all season, that usually means you're sitting for the rest of the half. 4:20 to go. 16-14 Bulldogs, I beg your pardon, in the lead. Trevor Zern will inbound it here in a moment to Espen Lonick. Lonick will push it to the right side. Devin Graham going up against Carnahan. Now Salcido takes the three and cans it. Salcido with the three assists to Devin Graham. The Bulldogs have their largest lead of five. Bissonnette goes to Carnahan, left side. Russ, top of the key. Tobin Russ, Tobin Landon, Derek Bissonnette, Cole Carnahan, and Thomas Smith out there for the Cardinals. They're going to set a back screen to get Smith. Crowd getting loud. Smith loses it, fumbles it around. Loose ball on the floor. Landed, ball still loose. All the players on the ground. Jordan Mills gets the timeout. He does have a 30, but I think it's going to be full. Yes, it will be. Timeouts are sponsored. But Dunbar's your design at top-notch board, including hats, linemen, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a breather with them. We'll be back in 30 after this message from our second quarter sponsor, Bulldog Sleep by 5.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. 19-14, the Lions lead Shadron with 3:44 to go in this first half. Shadron led 12-10 after the first quarter. The Lions have been on a 9-2 run in this second quarter. Shadron out there. Well, they're coming out of the huddle right now, so we'll go through the Lions lineup. Lions will have Trevor Zern, Espen Lonick, Luxton Salcido, Seth Meiring in, Devin Graham, and for the Shadron Cardinals, Derek Bissonnette. Brady Daniels, who checks back in with two fouls. Tobin Landon, Cole Carnahan, and Thomas Smith. Lonick throws it to the near side. Graham being hounded by Carnahan. Now, Lonick goes right past the defender. Stop. Pop. Got it. He drains the short J from about 6 feet out. Makes it a 7-point lead now for the Bulldogs. Entry pass outside. Landon, that's way short. Lonick will grab it. This might be danger time. Salcido stops. Entry pass into Meiring. He fumbles it. Gets past Landon. Land. Banned on it. Rebounded to Daniels. That was a big miss. I don't think Shattering can afford to go down 9 to the Lions. Smith along the baseline. Fumbled it. Salcido grabbed it. Stepped on the baseline. When he grabbed it, it'll stay Shattering ball. Since it was a possession change, Shattering will get a fresh 35 on the shooting timer. 2:55 to go in the first half. 21-14. Shattering lead. Lions leads, I beg your pardon. I think they're trying to adjust the shot clock, actually. I believe Alliance did have possession. They're going to 27 with it. So it'll be Carnahan to inbound. They're going to set a couple of side screens, get it to Daniels, right wing. Smith, three ball, and a foul on Alliance. Salcido with the foul. His first, team's first of the quarter. 2:53. In the second quarter, 21-14, Jordan Mills asking for an explanation by Pete Moreno, who he's known for quite some time. Played against his son in high school as well. His son was the sharpshooter at Scottsboro. Well, great play to get Daniels on the left side. Gets inside the paint, lays it up and in off the screen, back screen. That play in to go back to a 5-point game from the Arrow Building Center paint.
You're looking for the right paint for your project. Think Arrow Building Center. Plank uses the head fake floater inside the paint. Missed. Tipped around. Rebound. Gets it back. Landon might have fouled him, but Lonick drains it anyways. No foul called. Back to a 7-point game. Daniels will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Bissonnette at the left elbow. Spins around, goes past Graham, beats him to the block, and lays it up and in. All right, I'm fine now. Watching Devin Graham get beat, I feel fine now. Jordan drives the basket, gets stripped from behind by Daniels. Turnover, 5-point game. 23-18, Daniels crossing over. Zern throws it to Landon, top of the key. Extra pass near side, corner hand, deep J. That's long. Zern with the rebound turns, head of steam up the court, right to left. Fakes the dribble handoff. Now Lonick skips it over to Salcido in front of the shattering bench. Let's see Tyson Poirier check in here in a moment. Zern with the deep two, missed it. Rebounded by Daniels. 5-point game. I think Kyle Sanders would be happy with 5 at the half in his home barn. Daniels, free throw line J, missed it. Lonick with the long rebound. He'll run to the right wing, cross over Bissonnette, lose control of it, gets it back, gets Daniels up in the air. Lonick with 6 in the quarter. Fire. 75 seconds to go in the first half, 25-18. Daniels going up against Zern at the right wing. Waits for a back screen to get it to Landon. Entry pass into Bissonnette. Bissonnette working against Graham, double team coming. Landon snuck on the backside, fanned on the layup though. Tipped around for the rebound, Bissonnette with it. Gets it over to Landon, jumps up in the air, lay-in is good. Landon finds himself to the left block where he is deadly, brings it back to 5, 25-20. Lonick gets the screen, step back, got Landon go up in the air. Myring cuts the basket, lay-in is good. Myring now has 12, 27-20 Alliance. 9-second difference between shot and game clock. Bounce pass to Landon, Carnahan back cut, Landon give it go, got it. You get Landon on the left side of the Arrow Building Center paint. You cannot stop him. Shot clock turned off. Alliance might hold for the final possession of the first half. Trevor Zern, right wing. They're going to try to set a screen for Salcido up top. They get it to him at the 10-foot line. Jump stop now, Graham. Brunahan in his grill. Lonick, 2 steps left, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock, on the game clock. Graham sets a screen. Rolls to the basket. Lonick ends it off over to Salcido. Smith closes out. Salcido flows it up in the air. Missed it, rebounded by Daniels, and that'll do it for the first half. 27-22, the Alliance Bulldogs lead the Shattern Cardinals after the first half. That was fun. Shattern led 12-10 after the first quarter. Alliance outscored the Cardinals 17-12 in that second quarter to make it 27-22 as we roll into the half. The second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance Halftime Show up next on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. 27-22 Alliance leads at the half. We're live here on the Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs halftime report. Chase Thompson here with you. It was 12-10 Shadron after the first quarter. In that first quarter, it was Thomas Smith who had 10 of the 12 points for the Cardinals. Brady Daniels chipped in the other bucket. Tubman Landon in the second quarter was the dominant force for the Cardinals in their 10-point second quarter. He had six. Derek Bissonnette and Brady Daniels chipped in one as well. On the flip side for the Bulldogs, it's been the Seth Byron show. He has 12 for Alliance. Chipping in on the scoring, Trevor Zern. Lexington Salcedo has the three, and Espen Lonick is 4-for-6 inside the arc. 0-for-4 from behind three-point line. So, take it for what it's worth. Alonik averages 4 made threes per game coming into tonight. Not much activity at the free throw line. Shattern's 0-for-2. Alliance is 2-for-2 so far at the line. We've had 4 lead changes, 2 ties so far, and all those came in the second quarter of this game. This one has been very entertaining. Cardinals really hanging with a really good team. The Payne Boyer, World Bulldogs leading scorer, second leading scorer, averaging 12.4 points per game. He is quiet so far, still held scoreless. He did miss the game earlier this season, which was a 57-44 win for the Alliance Bulldogs over the Shattern Cardinals. Still got a long ways to go in this one. We played 16 minutes, still got 16 more, and maybe some change to go in this one. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back and get a look across the region. Here on the Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime report.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union. 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime report. Chase Thompson here with you. Let's get a look at some scores across the region. I want to see if I can catch a Hemingford score, Bear score real quick. We don't have much time to do this, so we'll go ahead and race through a couple scores for tonight. Hemingford leads Bear 27-26. Late in the third quarter. I remember earlier tonight, Shattern defeat Alliance 53-36. Let's see if Gordon Rushell is playing tonight. I don't fully remember who's on the card for tonight. Well, let's go jump into Class B and see how Gearing did tonight. It's Gearing, Gordon Rushell, and Gearing won 53-14, and that's one. Sydney did defeat Ogallala 53-48, comeback win for the Red Raiders. We got about 3.5 minutes to go in the halftime show. We'll go ahead and take our final break. Second half coming up next. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308 832-8414.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatham cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chatham.
Oh, I'm back to the Bird Gage. 27-22 Alliance lead Shatter as we wrap up this halftime report, which is sponsored by Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you. 27-22. Shatter's done all they can to slow down Alliance. Payne Boyer doesn't have any points. Espen Lonick doesn't have a three. Keep it that way, Shatter. With the magic that happens in this rivalry up here in Shatterin, anything's possible. Anything is possible. I've seen it. 11 points with 90 seconds left. That's still a ball game in this series. I've seen it. So that was 11 years ago, actually. A couple of good friends of mine were on that team, including Jordan Mills, the head coach from Alliance, and Shatterin was down by 11 with 90 seconds to go in that game. To make sure I get this right, I'm going to look at my piece of paper that I wrote this on. Lions led 65-54 with 90 seconds left in the game. Shatterin scored 12 straight points in the final 90 seconds to win in the game. Boston C. Loon, 10 points. T.D. Stein, the head football coach of the Lions, 11. And eventual Minnesota Golden Gopher, Spencer Lionson, had 25. Current Lions head coach, Jordan Mills, had 12 in that game. That's a little look in history of this series. 2014, late January, was when that game was played. So Shatterin out of the ball to begin this second half, going right to left. This third quarter is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Tyler Jelinek has it, throws it to Elvin Landon. Thomas Smith now with it. Two steps left, top of the key. Derek Bissonnette screens for him. Rolls to the basket on the backside. Daniels uses the head fake, drives, pass. Zern missed the shot. Rebounded by Zern. He'll turn around, look up the floor. He's joined by Espen Lonick. Payne Boyer, who has it, driving baseline, kicks it out to Lonick. Lonick inside, clears some space, fans on the layup. Seth Meyering with the put back on the backside. That's Meyering, Lonick, Boyer, Lexton Salcedo, Trevor Zern as well, and Seth Meyering. Daniels with the flare screen, right side, got the three! Shatter needed that one in the worst of ways. Cut it from a 7-4 point deficit. 29-25. Zern will try to counter. Short. Rebound. Lands in the tunnel, going to the Lions locker room. Shattering ball with a chance to cut it to a one-score game. Daniels will bring it up, going against a showing man-to-man for the Lions. We've seen them run a little 2-3. Jelinek going up against Boyer. Gets it. Lays it in off the right side. Two-point game just like that. Lonick with the flare screen. Three ball. That looks wide. Left it is. The lefty misses the three left. Rebounded by Daniels. Shatter with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Bissonnette will do it. Try to do it. He missed it. Meyering goes over the top of Landon to get the rebound. Now Boyer. Head of steam. Stops. Leaves the right pivot foot. Planted. Fadeaway jumper. Missed. Bissonnette throws it up the floor.
Pass to Myring. Myring going up against Jelinek. Missed it. Jelinek fights for the rebound. Daniels grabs it. Daniels uses the head fake. Goes right past her to the basket. Lay-in left side. Tied. Third tie of the game. 29-29. Boyer the basket. Swings it outside. Salcedo head fake. Right block. Floater. Fanned on the layup. Rebound to Landon. Shattering can take the lead. Bissonnette will stop. Dribble handoff. Smith back to Bissonnette. Entry pass. Smith, three ball. Got it! ...32-29. Shattering has reversed the script and taken the lead. Boyer to tie. No good. Air ball. He's going to hear it from the student section. Two subs come in for the Bulldogs. And I believe Crane Ryan checked in for Shattern. Yeah, he did. Jane Guerrero, one of the subs for Alliance. He might have been the only one. I'm trying to see who's on the floor at the moment. Yeah, Guerrero was the only one. It'll be Myring taking a breather. Pass going inside to Jelinek. Knocked away by Boyer. Landon able to recover. Guarded by Jane Guerrero, who plays a lot. Surprised it took him so long to come off the bench. Here's how Landon, three ball. Way short. Jelinek gets the rebound over Boyer. Jelinek underneath the basket. Reverse. No good. Ryan with a rebound. Finds Daniels top of the key. Brady Daniels short of the three. Landon put back and one. Tobin Landon gives Shattering the 5-point lead. Seth Myring will come right back in. Derek Bissonnette will come right back in as well. Aiden Boyer goes to the bench. No points so far. If he's scoreless, Shattering has a very good chance at ending the run of the hottest team in the Panhandle right now. Landon at the line. Missed it. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. 5-point lead for the Cardinals. Now Salcedo right side throws it into Myring. Dribble handoff to Salcedo along the baseline. Myring goes up against Jelinek, kicks it out. Salcedo, flopping warning is going to be issued on the next dead ball. Three ball missed, rebounded to Bissonnette, and we're going to see the flopping warning now issued. We've seen that once before this season. And they usually don't give the flopping warning on the first time. They'll do a vocal warning for the flopping warning. But you do it twice, and then they will stop and call it. So it's pretty much three strikes, and it's going to get called against you. That was strike number two. 34-29, 4:30 to go. Brady Daniels, left wing, gets a screen, throws it to Landon, out of the reach, Lonick with the interception. Bissonnette will cross the court to meet him at the right wing, past Boyer, dribbles between the legs, step through, going up against Daniels, throws it up between the legs, missed it. Guerrero with the rebound, missed it as well. Guerrero with the third chance, Jelinek swats him, but he gets called for the foul. That'll be his third. Paul Garnahan now will check it. No. Did they give that to you? Yeah, it's Jelinek. Scoreboard's not keeping up with me tonight. But while Jaden Guerrero goes the free throw line, we'll go ahead and mention that Fire and Ice Mechanical is your Ream Pro partner in Shattering, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys and know about a Ream unit today. 308-430-0760. Guerrero at the line made the first. And real quick, we'll mention that Scooter's Coffee has a buttery smooth signature caramel flavor that is now sugar-free, combined with a world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Three ball. Smith got it! Thomas Smith stops me in the middle of my Scooter's reader and takes an 8-point lead for the Cardinals, their largest lead of the game. I look up and I see Smith at the right side corner, and he scorches the net. Zern, three ball, no good. Smith has hit three threes this quarter. Landon at the basket, gets swatted by Myring, and Myring travels with it. Shattering ball. Back to talking about Scooter's Coffee and their world-class espresso that's put in a caramel drink that is absolutely delicious.
just be sure to try it your way. Hot ice blended. Trust us. Trust me one sip. And he'll be smiling. And I'm sweating. I've sweated all year. Shattering ball up by eight. Smith, three ball. The heat check missed. Ryan chases it down the corner, throws it the far side. He didn't have a choice. Boyer picked it off. Boyer comes the left wing. Fumbles it. Someone has to grab it. He might have got bailed out. It's Meiering who picks it up. Finds Lonick. Stops the left elbow. Throws it to the corner. Zern. Weird angle three. Rattled in and out. Rebounded by Crane Ryan. Man, this is fun. Ryan backs down. Lonick skips it to the near side. Daniels. Head fake going up against Zern. I like Zern, just from Alliance side, I like Zern on Daniels. But Smith inside the paint gets it to go. 10-point lead, Shattering. Meiering looking for an answer. Alliance looking for an answer. Pass to the right side. Guerrera gets fouled by Poirier and drains the layup. Huh. I need to make it up to Scooter, so we'll go ahead and jump back into this. Scooter's Coffee, their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor is now sugar-free. Combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way, hot, iced, or blended. Trust us. Trust me. One sip and you'll be smiling. Couple subs for Shattering. Tobin Rust out there right now. Creighton Ryan, Derek Bissonette, Thomas Smith, Brady Daniels, Guerrera. Completes the old-fashioned and one. Cuts it back down to a 7-point lead. Alliance is perfect from the line so far. Actually, 3-for-4. Shattern barely gets it across the timeline. 2:30 to go. 39-32. Daniels, right side, top of the key. Gets a screen from Bissonette. Daniels, head fake, rolls to the basket. Has to throw it out of trouble. Ryan, three ball, left wing. Got it! And a timeout is taken. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Top Notch Burr, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. Full timeout. We'll take one with them. We'll be back. 42-32, Cardinals with the lead.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
American Legion, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Book your next hair appointment with T. Sloan online or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686 and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. My goodness. You look up and Shattering's up 42-32. Kyle Sanders did call that timeout. Alliance with the ball, Espen Lonick, left wing, Meiering, top, spins around, going up against Daniels, gets over him, missed the shot, Daniels with a rebound. Shattering has a shot at their largest lead of the game. They have flipped the script on this game. Smith, three ball, right corner, bang! Lonick with a response, no good. Daniels with a rebound, Bissonette near side. 13-point lead for the Cardinals. Daniels picks up his dribble. Gets it to Carnahan. Screen set by Daniels. Picks up his dribble. Looks for Smith out of his reach. Lonick may have been interfering from behind. They don't call PI in high school basketball. Alliance ball. Double Landon will check back in. Payne Boyer missed the last game versus the Shattering Cardinals. That was back on December 20th, just shy of a month ago. And now he gets on the board with the layup. I was going to talk about it, but he gets left wide open and rolls to the left side. Back to a 9-point game.
Skip pass to the near side. Bissonnette rolls inside the paint. Smith, right wing, being hounded by Saucedo. Now Landon spins at the left elbow. Dribble handoff, Bissonnette. Russ didn't want to take the three. Shattern moving the ball as good as it gets. Bissonnette will get a look for three, and he drains it. Shattern with the elite level ball movement, now up by 14 in this one. Near side, Salcedo. Boyer going up against Bissonnette. Guerrero cuts backside along the baseline, gets in trouble, bounces out to Boyer. Head fake, drives inside, Myring free throw line, Jay, count it. 48-36. Shattern with the best quarter that they played all year. We got 35 seconds to go in the quarter. 7 second difference. Russ rolls to the basket, extra pass. Love it. Landon does too, but he misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Pass comes to the near side. Smith open three. Way short. Russ with the rebound. Bounces on the ground. Back out Smith. Head fake. 18 on the clock. Missing that open. Near side three ball. Got it! Timeout, Alliance, full timeout, 12.7 to go in this third quarter. Derek Bissonnette, Shattern in this third quarter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 threes in this third quarter have flipped the script on this game. They were down by 7 midway through the second quarter. Fast forward to the late part of this third quarter, and the Shattern Cardinals now have a 15-point lead over the Alliance Bulldogs, 51-36. We got 12.2 to go in this third quarter. 8 made threes. Derek Bissonnette, Thomas Smith, Crane Ryan all stealing the show in this one from what has been talked about as the hottest team in the panhandle as of late. Shattern's had the big momentum on their backs over the past few weeks. They're coming in with 3 straight wins tonight. This win would get them to 500. It could get them a really good seed in the Western Conference Tournament, which begins in 13 days at Scotts Bluff Gearing. Lines with the ball, 10 on the clock. Jane Greer across the timeline. Now Salcedo. Skip it to Zern. 3 ball. That's short. Goes over the top of the backboard. Shattern will get a chance to extend the lead going into the fourth. Creighton Ryan, Tyson Poirier check in. I wonder who's going to take a break right now. It'll be Trey Owsley, who I didn't see come in. And there's a little bit of a blow sub going. Carnahan fires at the buzzer. No good. This crowd was about to explode, but they have been exploding all quarter. The Cardinals down by 5 at halftime have outscored the Bulldogs by 20 in this third quarter. Lead by 15, 51-36 your score after 3. This third quarter is sponsored by Kreitz & Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Take a break. Fourth quarter up next.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
51-36, Shattern leads the Bulldogs to start this fourth quarter. Sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Lions with the ball. Shattern, 8 made threes. Smith nearly gets a steal from Salcedo. 5 forward, right where I can't see it. 15 on the shot clock. Pass to the left side, Myring. 3 ball over Landon. Drained it. This one ain't over yet. I've seen crazier in this series. Smith to counter. Way short. That looked flat. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Espen Lonick. Runs up the floor to the right side. Step through. Threw it to some traffic. Bounced off maybe a nose or two. Ended up in the hands of Talon Jelinek. Smith with the right wing. Bissonnette calling for it on the near side. It would be a tough skip pass. And the Lions has shown that they will go after those. Brady Daniels, Talon Jelinek, Tobin Landon, Thomas Smith, and Derek Bissonnette, just like what happened there. Landon threw a lackadaisical pass toward Brady Daniels. He got punched into the scorer's table near where Mitch Berry is sitting right now. Shattering ball, 51-39, 7 to go in this one. Daniels, dribble handoff to Landon, waits for a couple screeners. Bissonnette will get a look, missed it. Jelinek tips it up in the air, it's Lonick with the rebound. We'll hand it off to Myring. Myring drives left, kicks it out Guerrera. Extra pass to Lonick. Free throw line. Now back out to Myring. 3 ball over Landon. That's short. Rebounded by Smith. Espen Lonick without a made three in this game. He hit 6 last time these two teams played. Daniels drives inside. Kicks it over to Jelinek. He ain't going to take a 3. I don't think he's attempted one yet. Daniels from the right block missed it. Myring will sprint up the floor. 14-point game. Myring right to the basket. Missed it. Rebounded by Landon. Bissonnette, good decision right there. Smith had a step, but Bissonnette decided not to go with it. Daniels picking up his dribble. Pass inside to Smith. Fight for the loose ball. Taken away by Alliance. Salcedo bounced past it. Looking for Zern, but it goes off the foot of Talon Jelinek. So Peyton Boyer checked back in. Pass comes into Myring. He gets stripped, but fouled. I believe that's going to be on Jelinek, which would be number 4. Yep. And that'll be on the floor as Crane Ryan checks back in. For the Cardinals, Callan Jelinek goes to the bench. 2 points so far in this one, 51-39, 5:47 to go in this Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. 14 points is still within reach. Pass comes into Myring, trying to get Lonick open for a 3. Boyer crosses over, Daniels rolls the right block, drives outside, gets it to Lonick. Good closeout by the Cardinals. Lonick inside, flings it up, tried to get the foul, got it to drop somehow. I don't know how that went in. I guess the 10 is open right now. Shattern turns it over. Daniels is looking for Ryan. He lands in the seats. Ryan goes to the bench. I think he's hurting right now. Cronahan will check back in. Yep. Ryan's being checked on by a trainer. Lonick throws it in. Daniels trying to fight it. Get away from Boyer. Ryan will go to the locker room. Now Boyer, left wing, going up against Daniels. Try to cross him over. Kicks it outside to Trevor Zern. Now Guerrero near side. Boyer drives middle. Fires it over Thomas Smith. Strong with the shot. Rebound gets deflected off. Out of play. It'll go off of Shattern. Alliance ball. 51-41. Our score. 5:10 to go. In this one. Court stormings are inevitable in this series. In the student section, half full to my left. Wouldn't be surprised if we see it again tonight. Boyer will inbound it to Trevor Zern. Gets to the baseline. Cronahan picks up a cheap blocking foul. Crowd doesn't like it. It's the right call, though. That'll be number 2 on Shattern. Cronahan's first. Alliance will inbound it. It'll be Lonick. Has to throw it over to the top two. Myring, Boyer over to Lonick. Thought about taking 3. That was close to being a travel. Myring will pop it and drain it. Myring now up to 22. 7-point game. Kyle Sanders will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll join them. 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. 7-point lead for the Cardinals, 51-44.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
.458 to go in this fourth quarter, 51-44. The Chadron Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs. Alliance has outscored Chadron 8-0 in this fourth quarter to start. This Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. Still got a long ways to go. Long ways to go in this one. I'm not saying that for Alliance one bit. I've seen enough of the games in this series to know that until that final horn is gone off, these games aren't over. It's what makes this rivalry so beautiful. So Alliance is going to come out in a full court press. By the way, Kyle Sanders has 2 timeouts left. Jordan Mills for Alliance has 2 as well. We'll start getting in the 8-game situations as they're needed. It's Cole Carnahan, Tubman Landon, Derek Bissonette, Brady Daniels, and Thomas Smith out there for the Cardinals. Carnahan has it left wing going up man-to-man. 3-ball Smith. Got a little bit of contact, rebounded by Lonick. 7-point game, 51-44. Boyer, left wing. Stops, pops left elbow. Missed, rebounded on the backside by Daniels, who throws it up the floor. Carnahan smartly bails out of the fast break. Entry pass, Landon, left block, skip pass near side. Bissonette uses the head fake, gets along the baseline. Shot was blocked by Meiring. He rebounded it, turns up the floor. Bounce pass, Boyer bounces it off his face and into the Cardinal logo on the padding beat underneath the basket. Talon Jelinek comes in. He has 4. .412 to go in this one. Lions is coming out on the full court press. This game has been everything that I've sold it as and more. What a night this has been. Daniels, top of the key, tries to go past Zern. Smith, baseline, drives inside. Daniels, head fake, gets to the basket. Layup blocked by Boyer and a late whistle that I could not hear. And now Brady Daniels will be going to the free throw line for a pair. Fouls on Boyer, his first. KCSR's coverage of Chadron High School Sports, sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Chadron Federal Credit Union, New York Life Noah Vulcan, Aero Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, and Eagle Chevrolet. Daniels goes 0-for-2 from the line. Still 7-point game. Zern with the mid-range J, missed it. Boyer picked up the rebound. Turns around, 3-ball. Lonick hasn't hit one yet. He still hasn't after that miss. And a foul's going to be called on Alliance. The trap happened. Looked like Zern and Boyer got involved in. Boyer picked up the reach-in. And him and Thomas Smith are having exchanging, I think, addresses for next year's Christmas cards as they're walking down the floor. If you know what I'm referencing for a joke, I hope you enjoyed that. Hockey's awesome. This net drives the left wing, slips. Meiring in his grill. Cal Sanders couldn't get the timeout on time. 3-on-2. Meiring layup. Good. Meiring's having a night. 24 for him. 5-point game. 3:12 to go. This net will walk across the timeline. So we'll get over to Smith. Lions scramble drill. Jelinek, entry pass into Daniels. Skip back up. Bissonette, 3-ball. Got it! Bissonette fends off Alliance. Back to an 8-point game. 54-46. Meiring Dribble handoff, Zern. Zern in the air. No foul. Jelinek with a rebound. Shattering can burn some time. Daniels will try to get past Zern across the timeline. He does with 4 seconds to spare. Drive to the basket. Pass to Landon. Ooh, Landon took a step. Looks like he was going for a walk in the park with that one, but no travel called. 2:30 to go. Bounce pass right side. 15 on the shot clock. Daniels right block. Smith open. Right corner three. Long. Zern with the rebound. Turns around. Goes into fast break. Lonick throws it to Guerrera. Jelinek puts his foot out. Gets a piece of that. Stops the fast break. But it'll be a baseline inbound for the Bulldogs as Lexton Salcedo checks back in for Alliance. 8-point game. 2:19 to go. This is what this rivalry is. Shot clock will need to be reset to a different time. Charles Winkler, I beg your pardon. To reset it for them. No, that's Taylor. That's Taylor Winkler. I've known Taylor for a while. Shot clock at 32, 2:19 to go in this Best Western West Hills in fourth quarter. Lonick will inbound it. Swing it up. Zern, open three, rattles in and out, rebounded by Landon. Boyer and Lonick have been held quiet all night. Smith getting trapped in the corner, gets reached in on from behind. It'll be a foul on Alliance. It's on Salcedo, his second, team's third. Lions with two timeouts, Shattern with two. Lions has one more foul they can give Shattern. Not going to worry about that at the moment, especially with them up by eight. 54-46, 2:07 to go. Daniels spins past Zern. Daniels stops inside the Arrow Building Center paint, kicks over to Smith. Extra pass, missing it. Now he goes with the third pass, landing inside the left paint, inside the paint at the left block, and he gets it done. He's up to double figures. The lead's up to double figures. Myring over Jelinek. Missed the three. Buck 45 to go. A jump ball is going to be called. Cardinal ball. Buck 43 to go. Shattern now at the 10-point lead, looking to shock some people out here. Maybe raise a few eyebrows. This Alliance team raised some eyebrows in their win over Sydney just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. To open up the year. So 14 days ago, 2 weeks to be exact, Alliance raised some eyebrows with handing Sydney their first loss of the season. Now Shattern has a chance to do the same with their fourth straight win. Get back to 500 with a win over the Alliance Bulldogs, who have been called one of the most dangerous teams in the Panhandle. Salcedo reaches in on Thomas Smith. That was a take. That was a foul to give right there. Shattern will be on the free throw line the rest of the game. Smith will inbound it to Landon. They're faking a dribble handoff. Daniels with it. Shattern has struggled at the free throw line. Brady Daniels will go, though, after the foul on Zern. It'll be a pair of free throws coming up for the Shattern Cardinals, who are 0 for 5 so far. While Daniels walks the free throw line, we thank some more of our sponsors of Shattern Cardinal basketball here on KCSR. Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, Shattern Lumber, Heritage Scene, Orford's Decorating Center, Nebraska A&T Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Daniels with the first made free throw of the game for the Cardinals, spreads it out to 11, makes it 12. 58-46, backdoor cut by Lonick, lay-in, got it. Lonick up to 10, all from inside the arc. 10-point game. Alliance will probably need to foul. We do got the shot clock now. Jelinek with the give and go. Landon has it at the left block. Smith's open. And a whistle. I believe it's going to be a foul call. I don't know what the signal is going to be. From what I'm hearing is an inadvertent whistle. Yep, it's an Vern whistle. The PA guy is actually asking Nate Lonick, who's a longtime basketball coach, what the call is. It's an Vern whistle, so you can sub. The shot clock's not right, though, at 35. I don't believe it is. An Vern whistle's not a reset of possession. No, it is, apparently. But snap near side. Jordan Mills shouldn't be too pleased. Thomas Smith's going to get fouled by Peyton Boyer. Peyton Boyer with 2 points tonight. Didn't play in the first game. Him and Freddie Daniels have a pretty good friendship from what I've been told. As Thomas Smith will go to the free throw line. To potentially ice this one. Drains the first. Couple subs coming in. On each side, Smith at the line to make it a 12-point game. Missed it. Tipped out. Smith with the rebound. And he gets fouled. No, timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 108 to go in this one. And, yeah, there's been a lot of hype around this game. I talked about it last week. Talked about it on Saturday. Talked about it on Tuesday. And the hype for this series is legit. I've experienced it many times. This is the second time I've gotten to call this. First time up here in Chatham. And man, has it been something else tonight. Like I opened the broadcast up earlier tonight at approximately 5:20 p.m. 5:20 and 30 seconds was the time that we opened up this broadcast tonight. The first thing I said was, this just means more. And tonight, with the crowd here on hand, the Alliance crowd making the drive up in deplorable conditions, ice, snow, whatnot, this has meant more, and the Shattered Cardinals have definitely shown up.